Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
You know I love this one.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. In the aisle, people taking pictures of me like I'm going out of style. MacBook, Dre beat, Southern Playalistic, half a joint that I clip smelled like the whole zipper. Anyhow, I begin to yawn, the human bong, kick my clogs off and recline just like a dawn. Hat low, eyes closed, got my hoodie on. As we take off, I think back to all my niggas gone. From my window seat, the view I got, I think I see tomorrow. Always been an owner of the watch you wanna borrow. Always with the woman that you following on Twitter. First class sold out, but I'm still a nigga.
Presently, I'm standing here right now, your shoulder manning. Tell me what you want from me. Concluding, concentrating on my abusing lover and my baby. Baby, wanna ask you later for a ticket out of town.
Peace, peace, peace. Welcome to Nodal Edge Radio. You are now rocking with the best. Pardon me, family, for the technical difficulties. Blog Talk Radio has been acting kind of funny, and also my internet connection. So, you know, unfortunately, we started late, but nevertheless, we are here. Let me see if my co-host Blue Pill is here. Blue Pill, you there? All right, he hasn't got online yet. Peace, family. What's going on? Today's topic of the show is Let's Talk Money. We have a scheduled guest, Shyam the Liberator, but unfortunately, he won't even be able to make it on the show because he had an issue with his Blog Talk show, and he was forced to schedule his show for 9 p.m. That's the Aboriginal Law Institute. So we will have the brother on Tuesday. He will return. He will come back on Tuesday because he has laid out a detailed plan, and I believe that the family definitely will benefit when he shares it with you, you know what I'm saying, because he meticulously laid out ways for us to thrive and survive in the times ahead, you know what I'm saying, legally. Got to say that, you know what I'm saying. So, let's see what's going on. Let's just talk about some things that are going on in the news. I don't know if the family been paying attention, but they had some of the worst rainfalls in Brazil this past week, I believe, with about 100-plus people losing their lives as a result of mudslides and things of that nature. And from what I also know, the brother Africa Bambaataa was sending around and many emails with pictures of his travels in Brazil, because he was honored. But the Zulu Nation, that's also located in Brazil, brought him down there and basically honored the legend, you know what I'm saying, the architect, Africa Bambaataa. So he was sending us pictures of him in Brazil teaching the youth their history, their true history, correcting the history that they were taught before, because if many don't know, the majority of melanated and African people that live in Brazil don't even consider themselves African. They don't even consider themselves black, for that matter. They consider themselves Portuguese and Brazilian and are, you know, basically in need of some re-education. So the brother Bambaataa has gone down there with the teachings of the Moors and the teachings of the Kemetic history, and the teachings of many other scholars, such as Dr. York, and he's spreading it amongst the Zulu Nation that lives out there in Brazil, and it's having profound effects, you know what I'm saying? So symbolically, as soon as he did that, you begin to see torrential rainfalls and whatnot that they haven't seen in hundreds of years. So, you know, I'll let you tell it. But let's get right into the conversation, because unfortunately, because of these technical difficulties, we started late, and the chat line, the phone lines aren't even up. So whatever guests that are calling in, I would just basically tell you to hold on. As soon as we get this internet popping, we'll be able to bring you in. But in the meantime, you're just going to have to hold on for a minute. All right. So, The topic of tonight is dealing with economy, dealing with economics. I received a lot of calls. Me and my brother began receiving a lot of calls in the past 2 weeks from many of our listeners, many of the family, many of the Nodaless family, who are very interested in the conversation about getting your money right. You know what I'm saying? Economic sovereignty, becoming self-reliant and self-employed. So this is a subject that we're going to dedicate ourselves to, and we're going to tackle this, because what I'm growing tired of is many times in this community we focus a lot on the issues that we have. We focus a lot on the problems. We spend about 7 to 8 hours, you know, talking about the problems, talking about the boogeyman, talking about the things that are going on that they're using to hold us back and whatnot. But for some reason, when it comes time to talk about the solutions, you know, the time is running out at the whatever lecture it is, you know, the time is running out. They got to do question and answering, or we got to take a break, you know what I'm saying, or all these other things begin to pop up, and we don't tend to take care of business at hand. People are not leaving these events, and when they're watching some of these tapes and when they go on YouTube and things of that nature, they're not walking away with things that they can apply to their immediate life to begin to turn things around. Often, if they don't know how to properly take the information, they are pushed further into fear. They are pushed further into doubt. They are pushed further into inferiority because, you know, the way that some of the information is being given to them, there's nothing to replace it. There's no ma'at. If you take something from someone, if you shadow one's reality, you should be responsible enough to replace it with something. You should be responsible enough to put something back. So that's what we're going to dedicate ourselves to. We have many brothers amongst the family, amongst our conscious circle, who are proving day by day with the things that they're doing, the products that they're creating, that they have some of the solutions. Many different teachers have come along, many different prophets, many different movements have come along. One of the most famous, the Trinity, that I like to draw back to, because I truly believe that if we study the works of these three monumental figures in our history, that we will discover that many of the solutions that we are searching for is sitting right in our face in all of their works. And the three pillars of modern day consciousness is the Prophet, Noble Drew Ali, Marcus Mosiah Garvey, and Elijah Muhammad. Now, these are the three pillars that are holding up what we deem today as consciousness. These gentlemen came along in the 20s and the 30s, and they laid down in fine detail. When you begin to research, and I know I might be preaching to the choir to some, but there are many who have no idea that these men did the things that they did. So when you go back and you do the research on the writings, you have to get into the philosophies and opinions of Marcus Garvey. You have to get into the Circle 7 of Noble Drew Ali. You have to get into all of the books that Elijah wrote. You know what I'm saying? Especially the Fall of America, and that, because that shows you that you're dealing with a prophet. You know what I'm saying? That shows you that you're dealing with men who are divine, who are basically so enlightened and so in touch and so mystical that they were able to tell you what was going to happen in the near future, 80 years from now, 100 years from now, 60 years from now, 50 years from now. And what a lot of people fail to realize is that each one of these men put together an economic plan, a detailed, functional, working economic plan that when applied inside of these organizations, they were shown to work. Okay? Marcus Garvey had two boats, two freight lines on the waters of Harlem. Now, these were akin to if I had three jumbo jets on a Clearport right now, and it was purchased by the people. He didn't get a loan. He didn't get reparations. He didn't get the church fund. He didn't collect bean pie money. What he did is, he basically came with a doctrine, and he came with trust, and he came with integrity, and he came with intelligence, and he garnered up enough support amongst his people to invest in his idea that made it a they made it a reality.
They brought it into fruition.
They brought it into fruition.
Peace.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
peace, God. Good.
Peace.
No
peace,
doubt,
man. Yes, indeed. And
what's
the same
going on?
They fought through those levels of difficulty and jump those hurdles. We did too. You know what I'm saying? We here. You rocking with the best.
Yes,
me?
Sir.
So, you know, we've overcome adversity. We in the building. Tonight's show is still on. The information is still pertinent. You know, we're not going to be joined by tonight's guest, but we still have some very qualified information that we need to share with the family. in the spirit of economic sovereignty.
All day. Definitely. I had an interesting show today with the elder Miss Beverly out of Detroit.
Tell us about that.
Yes, I was a guest on Miss Beverly's show. She has a show on the Detroit radio. I don't know the exact address of the radio show, but it was a powerful show. The topic was economics, such as what we're speaking about today. But it meant so much to me because this is a Detroit radio station. And if anybody is familiar with Detroit, we would know that if America had a totem pole, economically speaking, Detroit is at the bottom. And I'm especially talking about so-called black people, African Americans and whatnot. They were going through the depression before they even talked about a recession. They have reports. Dr. Valentine mentioned on the show, two shows prior to this one, that they have plans of deforesting Detroit and removing all of the residents out of that state due to the dismal state of the of Detroit. Now, I don't even know if people could even comprehend that. I don't know how many people visit Detroit. I don't know how many people know someone who's in Detroit who will talk about the conditions in Detroit. I know a few people from Detroit, but they never talk about it. Yeah, you've been there. I have a sister that lives out there. Peace to her. And what did you see when you went out there?
It looked like it was at least 20 years behind time. Felt like I stepped into a time portal. You know, like it was like 75, 76, or what have you. You know, just reminiscent of a lot of areas that I see that are economically depressed, but it was just an eeriness in this particular place. You know what I'm saying? Like the overcast and everything. It just felt like it was built on,
despair?
Like it was built on a graveyard or something. You know,
yeah.
When you go to Richmond, you get some of the same feelings like that. And I didn't know that Richmond was where, quote-unquote, Willie Lynch made that speech at. Irregardless,
yes, sir.
We're not going to wrestle with the historical facts because we can see the effects of this shit, whether it's a mythos or not. The whole world is run on a myth. Niggas still going to church on Sunday, so don't tell me Willie Lynch ain't real. Okay?
Because myths become reality.
Yeah.
All is mental. You have people saying that Jesus never existed and Muhammad and whatnot. Bruh, he exists because in the minds of the people, he is as real as anything.
Ain't that the truth?
So don't talk about
Harlem on the Sunday talking about Jesus don't
exist.
That shit is sick.
Yeah, come to Harlem. That shit is moot.
They caught up in history, not understanding that man rewrites his history shit every day. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
He does.
It's real to these people. They're projecting. They're living it. They're emoting. You feel me? It's a reality in our existence. So, you know, people need to cut that out. But back to Detroit, it just had a certain sense about it. You know what I mean? And then I got amongst the people of Detroit, started listening to the rap. And they, you know, they on a whole nother kind of rap, the horrorcore. And I'm not dumping or shitting on Detroit. I'm just trying to explain the particular conditions that I saw as a reporter. You feel me?
Yeah.
And the last thing they needed was another economic blow. So, you know, with the government shutting down the car industry that existed in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? They already sucked the soul out of Detroit via the music. And then with the economics going, you know, it's in dire straits.
Yeah, it definitely is. So we should send love and energy to our brothers and sisters in Detroit for the family that's listening, because I definitely know, I'm not on the grounds out there, but I definitely know, if I know anything, I know that they need that love and support right now. You know what I'm saying? So we got on the show. I brought Brother Polite on the show with me primarily because, one, the brother's a business owner. He speaks the language of the people, so he was able to drop many gems on them. Because I'm not about, conjecture and philosophizing. If we're going to talk about economics, I'm going to bring somebody who has a business on to speak about economics. You ain't going to read from no book, you know what I'm saying, or quote somebody else that's economically sound. I'm going to bring somebody who has their feet on the ground, hands on right now, so they can let you know how they started their business, the challenges of having a business on their own, and what it is to do to make that business grow. You know what I'm saying? So the brother came on the show, and he definitely he did what he does best. He shined, you know what I mean? His star started to shine. He did his thing. He laid it out for them. You know what I'm saying? And we had a few callers who were listening, and they laid it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know.
Well, in the spirit of that, in the spirit of continuity, you know what I'm saying, to keep that energy flowing, I actually want to bring the brother on tonight. So, you know what I'm saying, we could talk economics.
No doubt.
You feel me?
Yes,
so,
sir.
Give me a second while I configure these.
And there's
phones.
A four. Yeah, it's a four. Open up both lines.
It's a 404.
That's the that's Ghetto Shaman.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All
right, y'all give me a minute. I'm trying to figure this thing out. Blog Talk is bugging.
See if I could do it on my end.
You know, it's the importance of being economically sufficient that you don't have to depend on another. And such as the story with Blog Talk as of lately, the fact that we're depending on this particular platform, when they shit ain't right, our shit ain't right. That's not true dependence or independence.
And
that's true dependence.
That's,
you know, that's
too much dependence.
Yeah, we on the titty of Blog Talk. That's not what's up. You know what I'm saying? So in the spirit of economic sovereignty and economic freedom, we definitely have to put together our own platform. You know what I mean?
Yep. The same call that we're giving out to our web designers and our graphic designers and our musicians and our filmmakers, we are also calling our programmers, because you too hold the keys to the future. You too hold the keys to this whole paradigm that we see in front of us. You know what I mean? And I'm calling out my people who use Pro Tools. That's another program that runs the world. And that is the key to the future right there. You know what I'm saying? So there should be no reason with all of us, with all of these highly intelligent, you know what I'm saying, highly advanced, melanated people that we have, that we don't have programmers amongst us who can read the HTML and CSS codes and begin writing these codes. Most of these websites are open source, which means you can copy that and change it into the you could basically edit it to where it is you want it to be. So it's beyond being difficult at this point. It's actually child's play.
Yeah.
So I know many of our brothers and sisters are out there, and they go to school for this, or they've gone to school and have a certificate for this. You know what I'm saying? So when we begin to say, what is the solutions, what could we do as a people to advance ourselves, what is the remedy, I would say to you that this is something that you should begin to want to develop. Tools, you know what I mean, and programs that we could use to advance ourselves. There's nothing wrong with looking at Blog Talk and then copying it. Nobody's going to call you a biter and make you feel bad if you do it and you direct it strictly for this conscious community. So we got to start thinking like that. Peace.
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 Peace to the gods.
Peace, God.
Yo, what's up?
What's good, brother?
What's going on?
It's Polite.
Yes, indeed. We back in the building. Peace.
All right, what's good? Right. I wasn't sure somebody else was talking, and I'm talking to myself, so I was just making sure. It was good. As I was, like, testing subtly and quietly, like, peace, peace,
okay.
peace. I said, is that someone else? Is that me?
Yeah, I know. When I came on, when I first opened up the show, it felt like I was in a room by myself, like, hello?
Yeah, man.
Everybody
yeah.
There?
Yeah, we all here.
Be good now.
No doubt. Was goody. How was that show today with, that we went on? I was just dropping the knowledge and letting the people know that we did that show in Detroit,
man,
for the
yeah.
brothers and sisters in Detroit, and I let them know that you definitely came through. You came through like a motherfucking hurricane, but an economic hurricane, an information hurricane, and dropped gems on them that I hope, and I definitely hope that they take some of those gems that you dropped and apply them. Regardless of if it was a hustler listening to you, it was an elder or youth. I hope that somebody takes that information and puts it to good use.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you put in quite a bit of work to yourself, man. I'm like, you know, it's a shame because it's like I always have to ask myself, should I say things in the words that I want to say it in because of the ego that we deal with in the community? But in no way am I trying to undermine y'all when I say I'm very proud of y'all. I know I'm younger than y'all, but y'all make me proud because not much people in our generation. You know, I was just talking about y'all and saying, man, they got, you know, quite a broad audience. And it's not that so much the fact that you got a broad audience. It's the fact that as your audience got more and more broader, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That you didn't get to the point. Hold on, that as the audience got more and more broader, y'all didn't choose to sell your soul or compromise your morale. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all didn't get to the point where, you know, you said, well, now we got everybody listening, so let's just start spitting 16s. Then the 16s go from being conscious to unconscious. Then next thing you know, you deviate because a lot of people get like that. You understand?
No, they do, brother.
So I really appreciate what y'all are doing because y'all doing, like, as the master teacher would say, holding on to the rope, you know, and it's a long walk on a short path. It's a long walk on a short path. And what y'all brothers are accomplishing, y'all could be on the street. I know y'all know with y'all capabilities and the things that you know how to do and coming from y'all backgrounds, I mean, we all can be doing something else with our time and probably making that much more money. Like with the restaurant I got, the two bookstores I got, third bookstore working, 126, 126th Street and Adam Clayton Powell, where we just did the re-grand opening a month ago. Any one of those could have been a chicken spot or a fake hair store or a nail salon. I would have made that much more bread. Any one of them. All I had to do was throw some fake chicken in there or some fake nails or some fake hair. Either one of the three stores I got, I could have one on the low and be selling my soul just to build the capital and convince myself this is what I need to do to help feed the black organization. Because this is the route a lot of us going. We think we got to compromise ourselves so we can give back to the community. But do we ever give back once we compromise our morale? No. Every nigga that leaves the hood, leaves the depths of the hood, when they start making the money, they never come back. And we thought that the money would change our problems, but we see the problems that's incurred, the stress that's incurred upon getting all that money. King Simon is another one. You understand? This right now, people think King Simon making millions of bucks doing the conscious lectures. You understand? But King Simon doesn't jerk people like others. You understand?
Yeah.
And I don't know who's doing the jerking because I'm not part of those deals. But believe me, I know someone's doing jerking because what's going on in just the conscious community, how we don't want to do business with each other, that got to stop. Because if we can't do business with each other, the only other people we could do business with is the same beast we trying to, the same beast that we've been held captive by economically. You understand? So it's the same way when we disrespect our sisters and then they make her the AIDS candidate and say that she's leading the world in AIDS. They making all of us run to all the other races to make babies. You understand? Because the sister's saying, well, black men don't respect me, so she's going to run to other races. And then they got us looking at her, well, she's a gold digger. You understand? I see her on BET. Oh, she's leading the world in AIDS. I don't want to get AIDS while messing with black girls. So, she ain't got no money. I want to get me a white chick. Because I had me a white chick. I keep it 100. Because I know some niggas going to pull up the pictures. But I'm going to say that picture's outdated. You understand? So I had me a white chick. You understand? But at least I wasn't like one of those Negroes. When you see Negroes with white girls, you say, damn, they just get the most horrible white girl they can find. At least find somebody that looks a little black. At least if you find my sister, she looks a little black. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what it. You know, the white chick I was dealing with, she looked like a black girl wearing white skin. I don't know what the hell these Negroes be thinking about. You can just tell they hate black people completely. You can tell I was confused, but I still love black women. But these brothers out here, I don't know what the hell is going on, but we got to get to the point where we open our eyes and realize we can't keep doing each other dirty. When we're talking about business, the first element of business is communication. And the problem with us, our communication skills with each other is horrible because we're making deals with each other and we're being real vague. And then it's not working out as we anticipated because people are not being upfront and for real about what exactly they're anticipating. You understand? And then it's the distrust. If we're going to keep being evil and wicked to each other, then nobody's going to want to do business amongst their own. This is what's really killing the business and the community because all of us know what we could be doing right now. All of us took... You understand that entrepreneurship that we learned on the streets. You understand? And was able to do something with it right now or could be able to do something with it right now. All of us have the mentality. You understand? I was just talking about my cousin, okay, who lives out of state, who's seven, 8 years old, who got suspended for a RICO charge because the school don't allow candy. And he's in the school selling candy. He's buying it from the corner store, and then he's going and he's selling it in school, and they're going to suspend him for RICO. You know what I'm saying? It's so intense, they're going to suspend an 8-year-old child for racketeering, they're going to suspend, which is one in the same, they're going to suspend an 8-year-old child for racketeering because he's selling candy in a school that says we don't want to sell candy no more. But look at the intensity. Look how far they will go to discourage us from being entrepreneurs. Look how far they will go. You understand? Look how far they will go as to make sure that the storefront rents are too high for us to even be able to walk into a store. They will go as far as saying 3 or 4 months security and 1 month's rent at $1,800, $2,100 and in a neighborhood, okay, when you look at the venue or the realty, you know it's not even worth the $1,800 or $2,500. But they go as far as making it cost that much money to discourage us and say we can't do it. And then when we do open up a store, where's the realism? Where's the diversity? You know what really hurts? We talking about business? Big part of business, aside from the trust that we got to establish amongst each other, is creativity. Negroes walk in their community, see 5 barbershops, and says, I'm going to be number 5. Yep. You understand? Like, what kind of shit is this? We need all sorts of tutoring programs. We need realtors. There's a lot of stuff we don't have in our community. But Negroes walk in, I'm going to be hair salon number 11. You understand? But when we finally do get a storefront, I'm going to be the next jerk spot. There's 6 jerk spots already, man. There's 5 roadie shops already, man. There's 8 barber shops already, man. There's 11 hair salons already, man. There's 12 nail salons already, man. Why are you trying to be number 12, 18, 14, 13, 12, 8? You know what I'm like? Why are you trying to be that? You understand? It's the lack of information. So even when we get the funds, we don't even know what we want to do with it. Even when we get the funds or to get the opportunity, we still hinder ourselves because we're putting something there that doesn't cater to the needs of the people that live in that community. So even when we get the business, we got to keep it 100 and make sure that we put something in there that makes sense. Like I make soap, lotion, deodorant, hair grease, and all of that. You understand? I let my daughters do it so they can learn the trade because God forbid something happened to me. I want to make sure they can still... You know, keep it going. But the thing is, you know, so they might have to prostitute themselves or comply with a man who uses his car or his 20-inch rims, and then she looks at him and seeks refuge in him because she's in economical duress. So we have to make sure that our children and our wives have this information. So in the worst event that something should happen to us or just being in a conscious community and what's at stake, just being conscious, at least our women won't have to prostitute themselves in different forms. Whether it's go out there and make sure you find you a lawyer because he's getting a large salary, or it's go out there and sell yourself and be pimped to make sure you can feed your children. This conscious community, this economical sovereignty, It goes way more deeper than people really know. You understand? We can't free ourselves spiritually unless we're freed economically. How you going to go and pray the way you want to pray if you ain't got no money? How you going to have the time to pray? How you going to have the time to make salat 5 times a day, make salat 3 times a day? How you going to have the time to do that if you got to work double overtime? Or you in the middle, I see cats making salat, or when it's time for their 100 rakats, and when they get to a certain position, they fall out and go to sleep. The position is like it's the one to sleep. Niggas be making salat, and when it's time for salat to fajr, these guys are over there on the floor, and when it's time to bow down and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't even come up. They was doing double overtime last night. They're in the middle of salat to fajr, and then when their head go down, they can't even get up. They're tired. They're doing double overtime. You understand? So, you know, I think if I was Allah, I'd be offended. I say this black man busts his ass 9 to 5, double overtime just to get $1.25 or pay and a half, as they say. You understand? And in all the hours you commit yourself to this beast and building up his system, okay, to reintroduce guns, drugs, and violence into our community, we're helping fund that shit by working for the oppressor. And then after that, as an end result, you don't even have enough time to pray to your God. And you're too tired to do it at the same breath. So we ain't really gonna have no spiritual freedom unless we have economical freedom. We got to free ourselves economically, because you ain't going to even have the time to educate your children. Then people turn around and tell me, how do everybody do the polygamy stuff in your house? How you got all these wives in your house? You running some kind of farm? What's going on in there? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm like, yo, but the thing is, guess what? The women here, they value their time. You know what I'm saying? I got a polygamy book coming out, and I'm going to be doing a lecture with Brother Ali, okay, in May. But before I promote that, I'm definitely doing a lecture with Brother Rashid next Sunday on the 18th. You know, Resurrection or Reserve Erection, another book I'm coming out with. But the thing is, we have to, and Sister Abundance is going to open it up for us. And I'm opening up about Layla Africa, Dr. Layla Africa on the 1st. That's a whole bunch of stuff, but we give you the website so you can check all that stuff out. There's a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, the thing is this, and I love what the Brother Red Pill was saying. He said, what's going on? I swear, you're going to see this. Matter of fact, you're going to see this in the new book coming out this week. I'm going to put it in there. I'm going to show you what page. I love it, man. He said, what's going on in your living room? What's going on in your kitchen? And what's going on in your bedroom? Because if the sex ain't right in the bedroom, you're going to have problems with your spouse. If you're watching TV in that living room and the information isn't supervised, you're going to have problems with your children. And if you're in the kitchen cooking and the food ain't right, only you're going to have problems with each other. You know what I'm saying? This is a reality. You know what I'm saying? This is reality. We fix that household. We fix everything else. Brother, exactly. You're a powerful brother, man. You're powerful. I love that speaker.
Because the key to this whole thing that we're doing right now, the key to all of this stuff, everybody that's being introduced to this, is to follow the formula that Malcolm used. And he said, keep it simple. Keep it plain. Let's stop going out of space with this shit, because we are losing ourselves. I am dealing with dudes every day on the street that are not, the motherfuckers is out of here, because they are under the influence of like 20 different lecturers that are pulling them in all kind of directions with all kind of information, but they not dealing with the shit on the ground first.
That's right.
My whole thing is this. Let's deal with the basics before we get into the deep shit. I can't give somebody in a first grade kindergarten information from the motherfucking sixth grade. So my question to you before we even get into the building stages is, are we going to deal with the three principles? What are you doing in your kitchen? What are you eating? Because you are what you eat. If you eat mad chicken, you a chicken head. Rotisserie or whatever, you know what I mean? You could be a buzzard,
head.
If you on that pig, you a hog head. You know, you are what you eat. I didn't make this stuff up. This is universal supreme laws. I'm just listening and paying attention to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't lie. It don't stray from what it is. So my thing is this, it starts in the kitchen. So what are we doing in the kitchen before we talk about the Rothschilds? What are we doing in the kitchen? Then what are you doing in your living room? We are being programmed from our living room. What are you watching? Because what you watch in your eyes is akin to what you take up into your mouth. That is how you eat. When you eat food, it's the same thing as when you're eating with your eyes, because you are nourishing yourself with whatever images that are coming through. But unfortunately, the cable boxes are programming us. Out of those 500 channels, please believe the 495 channels are programming us. They are all dealing with false realities. They are all dealing with agendas that are not the agendas that your forefathers and the prophets of today are talking about. You don't see none of them on these cable TVs. You don't see none of them on so-called regular TV. The news is programming you. Motherfucking Flavor Love is programming you. I Love Money is programming you. Bad Girls Club, Housewives of Atlanta, all the homo motherfuckers that be painting your house and fixing the furniture, they're programming you. The cartoons is programming you. You know what I'm saying? All of that shit is a program. So what are you doing about that? Are you getting rid of the cable and replacing that with pure information? Because if you're in your 30s or if you're in your 20s, believe that you've been getting programmed for 20 to 30 fucking years. If you're in your 50s, it's even more. So if you got programmed for damn near 30, 40, 50 years, how many years are you going to take to unprogram yourself? I don't think one tape does it. You cannot complain about there's too many lectures out there. You cannot complain that there's too much information out there when there's a motherfucking overload, a world full of disinformation. You got to balance the scales. It's called my eye. So I could watch Flavor of Love, but right after that shit go up, I got to watch Melchizedek. Because if anybody know them too, if anybody know the story between them, they related. Do the knowledge. Or if I watch, you know, Bad Girls Club, I'm going to go watch me a sister that's powerful and balance it out so I know the differences.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Then one of the most important questions, cause I'm not getting into your bedroom, but if you listen to Alexis Tyler, she's the queen when it comes to this. She's the goddess when it comes to explaining the power of the vagina and the power of the penis and the power of the sperm and whatnot. Please, if you have not listened to her, go look her up, Alexis K. Tyler, and find out what she's talking about. Phil Valentine does a lot of metaphysics on sex. Find out about the sex game, because if you're in your bedroom and you are not doing sex magic, you are basically wasting that seed. You are spilling your seed. That was the cardinal sin. It's the seminal fluid. The spilling of the seminal fluid was the cardinal sin. All life is in the cardinal, is in the seminal fluid. It's in the brain. That's your brain fluid, like the brother Polite dropped when he did his lecture. That's how niggas fuck themselves stupid, because all of your motherfucking seminal fluid is getting splattered all over the place. And that's not bad if you get it in like that, but what are you creating? Because the same power that you use when you procreate with your whiz and you bring a life to this earth, that same power that you bring in life into this planet, Kabbalah, through the tree of life, every time you have a sexual intercourse, you're bringing something in. If you're having anal sex, you are tapping into a demonic lower-level entity. You're bringing demonic lower-level entities into this world. I did not write the book. I only read it. Don't get mad at me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
And if you're not dealing with natural science, which is the vagina, the onk, return of the onk, and the phallus, the penis, inserting upon each other, the negative and the positive, and you doing negative, negative, or positive. Look, two moons don't make a sun. That's a T-shirt. That's please don't take that. Two suns don't make a moon.
That's right.
We dealing with the sun, moon, and the stars. The science never changed. How you niggas change? Why everybody change? The science never changed. It's universal. Sun, moon, and the motherfucking stars. The sun has planets revolving around it, not one planet, planets. They give birth to many stars, millions of stars. If you God and you don't have, let me not even go there, but if you God, you should have gods and goddesses. You're supposed to procreate. You're supposed to plant your seed and bring that life to this. If you're God or if you're goddess. Especially in the society that we see right now, the lack of gods and goddesses. You're going to leave the little god by himself? My son is a young god. I want him to have company.
That's right. And the main reason that we stuck out there because now nobody wants to give birth to gods and goddesses because nobody got the money to afford it. Abortion free. Yeah, nobody got the... Yeah. You can afford to spill your seed and get them murked off. So this is the big problem. They're taking advantage of us. They're exploiting us because of that which we don't have, which is that economics, that fiat, damn near. You know what I'm saying? The money. That's our people are crazed and making all the wrong decisions. 95% of our problems be solved if we have some money. Now, somebody's on the line right now and calling me the devil, and they saying it's all about money with the brother. But it ain't all about money with the brother. I'm in the restaurant right now on the radio. If it was all about me, I'd say, man, I ain't going to tell you this right now. But you know what I'm saying? 95% of our problem be solved with the money. Now, how you get the money? How you get the money is a very spiritual thing. You understand? How you get it deals with spirituality. You understand? How do I mean? When I'm at the table and I sell my books, or I used to be at the table, since I've been writing all these books, I've been out there in a minute. But when I'm out there propagating, if my focus is getting that man's dollar out of his pocket, then I find I sell less books. But if my focus is teach the people, you find a stack of money come rolling in. You understand? Or it may just be exactly what I need. The focus can't be on getting the money. And what gets the money is your energy, your spiritual incentive. That's what gets it. Now, this is the problem. Now, I always tell people, how come white people just know how to just do business? How come they know how to rock business? How come that seems like to be one of our poorest points? Because we be too emotional. You understand? The way we do business as a black people, it has to be family orientated. You know, you've done business with black people. When they're not related to you and they're not in your household, you find you wind up with some problem. This don't mean 100% of the times, because someone's going to say, that's not true all of the times. I don't know why people always like that. So I'm just saying it. This is not true all of the times. But when it comes to our community and our genetics, it works. We exist in the state of a quantum, which means what? A group of cells got together and formed the tissue. A group of tissues got together, formed the organ. A group of organs got together, formed organ systems. These organ systems, right, eventually established the organism. The organism is not supposed to go out there as an individual, try to get his own house and his car. You understand? It's not supposed to work like that. A group of cells establish tissue. A group of tissues establish organs. A group of organs establish organ systems. And a group of organ systems establish the organism. And so it suffices to say the organism is supposed to link up with some more organisms just like itself and create something bigger. Now, we've been deviating from this first law of nature, which is self-preservation. You understand? Yep. And the problem is people trying to be that which they're not. The heart cell doesn't turn around and try to be the brain cell. You understand? That would be a serious problem. Everybody can't be a speaker or teacher in a community. They have the potential, but everybody ain't a warrior either. Everybody isn't a gangster. Some niggas trying to do security, they don't belong there. Some of our wise scientists are playing gangster in the lecture circuit. They don't belong there. They should just teach. You're not a gangster. You understand? And we can't be putting our teachers in the front line to be killed in the first place. You understand? So you have to appropriate your potential. You understand? And we have to work together as a family for it to work with us, because we came out the waters. We emerged out those primordial waters before anything else. And then we gave birth to everything else. Therefore, the way they would survive or their sustenance is based on what? Deviation from the initial states of matter or nature. We can't deviate because we came out of that system of grouping. We came out of that system of aggregation or an aggregation of molecules. So the only way it can work for us is through love and through unity. Now, what does this really mean? You look at the white man, he can set up a business and hire anybody, and his business is going to work. It's just going to work. He can do it. You know why? Because he's devoid of love and emotion. He can go over there and he can set up something, or he can snatch everybody off their land, build buildings, and hire everybody to work in the buildings, even the children of the people that got snatched off the land. And they were working there. And they were, you won't see Jews now, okay, hire Germans. You understand? Because they'll blame them for the Holocaust and everything. They will not hire people that they believe murdered them off. Mm-hmm. But we, and they will not work for a German. Let me just say that. They will not work for someone who represents someone of the Holocaust. Now, what the hell is wrong with us? That you're gonna teach me in the black conscious community. You're gonna teach me that they took the woman, tied her to two different horses, made the horses run in two different directions, and the baby fell out. You're gonna tell me that they forced me to have sex with my best friend's wife and made him watch. You're gonna tell me that they castrated us. You're gonna tell me that they lynched us. You're gonna tell us that they character assassinated us. You're gonna tell me that they falsely incarcerated us. And then you're gonna tell me to go and get a job. From who? And when I don't want to get a job, I'm a lazy, shiftless nigga. I'm lazy when I don't want to get a job. But look at the word job. Job is Job. And look what happens when you go to the Job. Who is Job in the Bible? He bust his ass for nuts. He did all this shit and some God played games with him. Look at Job. When they teach you about religion and they tell you somebody is named Job, then they tell you go get a job or get a job, you're supposed to be, okay, as resistant or reluctant to get a job as Job should be if he can live his life a second time around. You understand? They took so much away from the brother, and that's what they're doing to us. You want to get an income tax check, okay, and it's supposed to be back your money. They're going to tax your taxes. This is your tax money they're going to tax. And then they're going to federal tax you and then give you a FICA tax, and FICA is federal again. and you want to get jerk bomb all the time, but you don't want to work with your own black people. You want to come in my store and get me to drop my soap for 50 cents. And you know I'm hurting just as much as you hurting, but it appears I got that much more than you. So you want to get me because mine ain't worth that much. You understand? But when 50 Cent sells his damn CD at $15, and he already damn near is a billionaire if he's not already, when he sells it, you don't say, yo, how come I got to pay that much money? And we know all that money ain't going to 50 because they make their money really entertaining. Okay? When McDonald's says we sell 1 million burgers every day, you don't go to McDonald's and say, can I get 50 Cent? Oh, come on, McDonald's, can I get a burger for free? But no, we do it for each other. We do it for each other. But Mickey D's can charge a dollar and say we make 1 million burgers every damn day. We make 1 million burgers. Anybody making 1 million burgers a day should have his ass thrown in hell. Fuck prison. They should throw his ass in hell. You selling their burgers are non-biodegradable. It take damn near 10,000 years for that shit to finally decay. If you don't believe me, go online. Four-year-old burger.
I would tell people to do it personally. Go to McDonald's tomorrow, buy a Big Mac and buy some fries and put that shit in the cup. And put on your windowsill for a week or two, and just continuously watch it.
So you
don't think that we just on the radio talking.
If you live in a project, put that shit in the middle of the floor, and that's one thing even rats won't fucking eat.
Rats won't even eat
a McDonald's burger and fries because they know better. They eat some shit, but they will not eat burgers and fries.
They'll eat through the damn wall, but they won't eat a motherfucking Happy Meal.
It's crazy. So what we have to do, we have to establish that love and that unity and that connection. Because like I said, because the pale beast is devoid of soul, we figured the only way to establish businesses amongst each other is to be devoid of soul when we set up and establish our business. But that is not our African mindset. Everything we do has to be based on love and unity. Okay, and if we're not united with someone or something, our business will inevitably fall because that is not the way of us. That is not our way. That is not our lifestyle. That's not our culture. When we set up a business, the first people supposed to set up that business is your immediate family. Black men and black women have to stop working for other people, and they have to stop trying to do their own thing, and they have to start working with each other. The black man and black woman, when they meet each other, it should not be because of attraction. It should be because our brains. We have to breed for brains and stop breeding because of our sexuality and our sexual attraction. You understand? Because we're making beautiful people who don't know shit, and this is a problem. We got some of the most beautiful people on the planet who don't know shit because the parent is dumb and the other parent is dumb, and they're picking each other on the dumb pretenses. And people want to tell me, well, old black people are smart, well, old black people ain't devil's brother. Stop this bullshit. You being 50 demonic practices being put on us as the innocent souls in the community because we're breeding under false pretense. We're not breeding under the best pretense. We used to breed before. And I ain't telling people to go find the ugliest person you can find and say that you're conscious because then you're bullshitting. You know, if your wife is ugly, she's ugly because she's ugly. You know what I'm saying? Don't turn around and try to say you're conscious because you got an ugly wife. Pick people that's beautiful to you, but don't just pick them exclusively based on their beauty. You understand? Don't pick them because of that. We have to start picking people based on their intelligence like the wise scientists we used to be so we can produce smarter generations. The generations are supposed to become smarter. There was a time with generations. Each generation was that much more faster than the previous. Now we're giving birth to a generation. Now they're starting not to have hair in their head again. Before there was a time, the children come out the womb. They are full afro. Their eyes are wide open. Their teeth, they got damn near teeth in their mouth. They got fingernails. This used to never happen. Children used to never have fingernails. They used to never have this full head of hair. They used to never have their eyes wide open. We used to have to wait for the eyes to open and for nails to grow. You know what I'm saying? Now we are becoming degenerates. We're starting to regress. We're even walking and carrying on the posture likened to that of a Homo erectus. We'll regress. Soon the thumbs will go back in. We won't even have opposable thumbs if we keep this up. With the G unit, gorilla unit, and I'm a beast and all this other stuff, we got to stop and listen to the things that we're saying. We're going back into that animal psyche of ours. We're starting to identify with our reptilian brain called the limbic system. And our mammalian, the brainstem, the reptilian brain called the brainstem, and the mammalian brain called the limbic system. These are brains, parts of our brains that are bigger than a monkey's brain, and parts of our brains that are bigger than a reptile's brain, and have the same cells as the monkey, as the reptilian. You understand? So that and then you have a cerebral cortex, which is what some will call the God brain, which decides or governs what part of the brain you will use and when it suffices to use it. But when they subject us to these hostile conditions, low income, destitute areas, what it in turn does is make us resort to our animal instincts. Now we become instinctive beings as opposed to intelligent beings. And God's flow or work off of intelligence, and animals work off of instinct. And this is why in ancient Sumeria, their devil, who they called the devil, was called Zu-In, from where you get the term zoo, where you put the animals, because zoo means animal and in means ruler. Sometimes they call them Anzu or Zu-In. It means ruler of animals. This is who they called the devil or the beast or the demon. And what did this tell us? This means that the beast cannot rule you unless you reduce yourself to the state of an animal. This is what it means. So we can't be ruled until we reduce ourselves to the state of animals. Then we can be ruled by Zu-In or Anzu or the ruler of animals. So we have to step the game up and stop being so instinctive, okay, and be intelligent, which means what? Stop being so reactionary and start being proactive. Someone bumps you, you don't react and hit them back. You got to ask yourself, why would that person bump me? Was it a mistake? Maybe this person's missing their mother and their father. They don't know better. You got to give us the benefit of the doubt because we're being inoculated with vaccines, because we've been drugged up. Some of us, we voluntarily drug ourselves up. We're drinking alcohol. We're poorly educated. We're eating these candies with red number 40, blue number 5, yellow number 6. We're eating Chinese food with monosodium glutamate. We over here gangbanging, killing each other, fighting each other. We have no money. We're watching BET. Okay, let me show you something. If you're starving for food and someone's eating food in front of you, and they're just going to keep eating food in front of you and you're starving, you're going to rob that nigga. That's just how it is. You ain't going. Now, how are you going to be starving for money? How are you going to need money? Could barely pay your rent and watch BET with some nigga saying MTV Cribs, this is my new house. Why would we tease ourselves like that? So all it does is make you go outside and the first brother or sister you see has something that you don't have. You hold them accountable for what? Your poverty. And now you criminalize your own because you're antagonizing yourself and you're tantalizing yourself with these destructive images of people that appear to look like you and be like you in name and spirit and personage, when in fact they're not really you, but they look so much like you, it looks like the same person who came out the same community you came from, and they have so much more than you, and you're going to watch this every day knowing that's what you want that you don't have. Would you stare at food every day knowing that you couldn't get it, knowing that you couldn't know that, knowing that you're hungry? Would you stare at food every day for hours on end, knowing that you're hungry? Hell no, you wouldn't do it. So why do we do it to ourselves in poverty and just watch Dancing with the Stars, American Idol, America's Top Model, BET, with the MTV Cribs, all these different things we're watching, but we're tantalizing our spirit, and the only thing it does is give us that reactionary sense to go out there and take it from somebody else that looks just like you out of jealousy, out of pride, out of envy, out of ego. So what I'm saying is we have to be proactive. If you shake up a bottle of water, a bottle of water feels the shake, it acknowledges the shake, but when you open up the top, the water doesn't fizz out. But when you shake up a bottle of soda and you open it up, it fizzes out and it becomes less than itself. And a God can never become less than itself. But water, you understand, doesn't do it. God never becomes less than itself. God gets shooken. God can be shook, feel the impact, and still remain itself and stay on its axis. But soda is reactionary. It's not proactive like water. So when it gets shooken, then it becomes less than itself. It loses its cool. So what we're doing as a people, we're losing our cool, and we're starting to resort to all sorts of things that don't correspond with our DNA. I said, if we're going to set up a business, it has to have substance because our DNA has substance. You understand? If we set up some shit that don't make sense, then we're playing the role of the devil's advocate, and it's not going to last long. You understand? We got to stop selling our soul. And you got to think and use your smarts. Stop putting stores in the community that are already there if you want your store to be successful. When I was opening up a bookstore, people say, man, you crazy. Ain't nobody going to read no books. You bugging out. But I say, I'm the only bookstore like damn near 10, 15 miles in my community. And if there were other bookstores, I'm the only bookstore in my community selling these books. And when Negroes gave me problems in my own organization to get my own master teacher's books, When we have our own business, we bust our ass to see to it that it stays up. And the first people that's supposed to make sure that this business stays up is your immediate family. There's no such thing as a man going out there, busts his ass, sun up to sundown, to make money, to feed his family. What the hell is his family doing? Everybody in my house, down to my little baby 3-year-old, sweeps the damn restaurant. Everybody working. Because when you go to Tony's Pizza, if Tony can't come in, the father, his son will hold the store down for the day with no check, because he know at the end of the day his father's going to pay the light bill in his house. You understand? This is the reality that we have to start dealing with. This is the reality. We have to start waking up. Stop this craziness. I'm just going to be the man. I'm the only one that's going to be working. No, make your woman freaking work. I'm never telling no one to tell their woman don't work. I'm telling brothers and sisters, I'm telling brothers especially, stop making a woman work for the white man. Because when she go over there, she ain't going to argue with him because she guaranteed a check. But she going to argue with you, black man, because the only thing you can give her is fucking mouth. You understand? You ain't going to pay the fucking bills at the end of the day. So she got a complex in her head that she can go to school and she can get educated by the white man and she's going to be quiet and she's going to listen to everything he has to offer and say because she has to be tested. He has to judge her at the end of the day. So she's going to listen to him. She's not going to interrupt him because she don't want to miss no information because it's worth her while because he promises her a future when she goes to school. And when she goes to church, the damn beast is up there. He looks white and he's promising her heaven. So she goes to church, he promises her heaven. She goes to school, he promises her a better job. She goes to the job and he promises her a check. Now she comes home to a black man, he promises her an ass whipping for talking back. It's fucked up. She will never respect us until we start doing something. Would you respect you if you had nothing to offer like this white man have to offer? I say when you in the house, everybody can't watch no TV. That's my shit. If you in the house, don't watch no fucking TV. You ain't going to school for no white man. Homeschool the children. And the women ain't going to work for no fucking white man or for no black man that work for the white man. None of that. Because the respect has to stay inside the house. We have to respect each other before we can do business with anyone outside the house. Make sure that she respect you before she go out there and start doing business with anyone else. Now, people saying this nigga sound all male dominant. I know he busting his woman ass. Hell no. I would wake up my balls cut up. When you polygynous, you don't beat up on your wives. It's just not smart. You may wake up and see some shit missing. Everybody start getting together, cooking together, start scheming on you. That's just not a reality. But it's just like, listen, it sounds oppressive. It sounds chauvinistic, but it's a reality. And if anyone can identify what I'm saying, they need to step up and say it. Because this is why our children don't respect us, because our children go to school and acknowledges the teacher as the authority. And they come home and they listen to everything that the teacher says, and they have to study so they can be judged by their white teacher, and their teacher give them an 85% or 65%. They go to college and they wait to be judged by the white man again. Then they go and they get a court case. And they play Elohim. Elohim means those judges. And they play the judge or God over your life when you have a criminal situation. So when you have a criminal situation, they're your God. And when you go to church, they're your God. And when you go to school, they're your God. And when you go to work, they're your God. So how are you going to come home and respect your black father? How are you going to come home and respect your black boyfriend or your black husband? How could you respect me? I can't offer shit that they offer you unless I step up and create an atmosphere that we control, that we're going to build up, not by myself, but together. That's how we do business in our community. There's no such thing she's just going to sit in the house and she's going to raise the children. People are like, yo, but he got his women working. Hell fucking yeah. Everybody going to work so everyone could appreciate this so I can love you. I don't love nobody who don't help me do what I do. I can't love nobody. Why Swiss Beats messing with Alicia Keys instead of his own wife? Because Alicia Keys sings and Swiss Beats makes beats. His wife is nowhere in the equation. You understand? So the love is going to be there because they fulfill each other because opposites attract. So opposites, he makes beats, and she's over there and she sings, she fulfills his purpose. This is something that we got to start doing, fulfilling each other's purpose. But there's a medium in between us. There's an intermediary. Someone's interceding because someone told us that she's supposed to go out there and be able to get it herself, and I'm supposed to be out there and get my own check. She get her own check, and that's why our relationship is fucked up. Our check is supposed to be one check that we work on together. That's how it's supposed to work in our community. If we don't do it that way, we shouldn't do it no way. And when our children come to work, they should be coming to work in the family business left with them or in the family business that was established with them. And I don't care if motherfuckers got to live in a cardboard box and sell bullshit out that box. Do it as a family before you go out there and work for this devil. I don't care. And if she won't stay with you because she don't see your vision, it's either because you're an asshole and your vision is stupid and you should listen to her, or she's not the type of woman that should be with you. We got to stop, and brothers compromise themselves too much. If she won't work with you, leave her the hell alone. And stop looking for women. They'll find you. Don't even look for no woman. Don't, and for the women, don't look for no brother.
Just let it flow. The way that I see it, too, is, if you are on a certain level consciously, make sure that the one that you were with is on a level consciously with you. Because that will not be, that should be a contradiction right there.
Indeed.
That's a plane crash waiting to happen. So people have to find people on their levels. Remember that song, Get On My Level. You know what I mean? We got to start working with a formula. And apply this formula to everything that you do. The formula is a god and a goddess makes another god. And that should be, if you were the god, if I'm talking to the gods and the Neters and the ancestors, then this is what you're supposed to be doing. The people that we see in the streets right now looking crazy are people of a lesser god. It is what it is. The experiment that the Caucasian put forth is to weaken the seed. He is weakening our lineage. Like I said before, I'm like Bruce Willis. All I see is dead people because all I see is motherfuckers that don't want to procreate. They don't even want to carry on the lineage. So what are you looking at? So if you a god, don't compromise yourself and don't fuck with a goddess. If you a goddess, don't fuck with a nigga with his pants on his ankles selling crack. Don't know that he god. Don't want to know that he god. You understand? Killing Africans for European things. If he's doing shit like that, you compromise yourself because the ancestors will damn that. And you getting all that energy. Gotta keep it royal. You know what I'm saying? Royal seeds.
Indeed.
And that'll stop a lot of the madness to be going on because it's a lot of shit that happens. And then we gotta start getting money. The relationship, like the brother said, the relationship should be about more than just fucking. It should be about business at this point. There is no reason that we should be giving our blood, sweat, and tears for pieces of paper that you, what was already proven, that shit ain't even real. It's called fiat, so that shit is false. It's just a piece of toilet paper at the end of the day. The real money is the gold. The real wealth, if you really want to go there, the real wealth is the children. It's not the money. It's not. It don't have nothing to do with getting all the money while you here. Because the children is the real wealth. You can ask Kanye right now, if you would give up all of your money and just eat out of a fucking garbage can just to have your mother here, would you do it? And I bet you my bottom dollar, he'll be like, go ahead. I want my mother back. Because the life is way more important than the paper. That's how they got us under the spell. Some of the worst spells they put on us is money is the root to all evil. That shit right there is a spell. Poor righteous teacher, that is a spell. That's the shit that got us on pause right now. Nobody want to make money no more. Nobody, people is running from being successful. Gods is running from being royal. They don't even want to live royal no more. They want to live like fucking paupers. That's closet Christian shit. They think that they're supposed to have burlap suits on or something. And when they see a person getting successful, they like, yo, he's Illuminati. He sold out.
Yeah. He must have made a deal with the devil.
You know what I'm saying? There's a pentagram over there somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So
people, you know what I mean? And that's the cancer that's inside of the – that you was talking about that earlier. That's the cancer that's inside of the game right now. You know what I mean? A lot of paupers slipped in through the back door. And they don't even know how to act around the nobles because they're under the spell that they don't come from nobility, that they don't come from royalty, that they don't come from kings. And kings is just at the bottom. I'm talking about fucking, you know what I mean? Like the top
well,
of the line shit.
You know, the seat of
Superhead
the Pharaoh,
rules.
The seat of the Pharaoh assumed the throne after he had successfully been, you know, reincarnated so many times to complete his experience. So
exactly.
This is the last trip. You know what I'm saying? The Pharaoh's intent is not to come back and return here to do anything. It's to join the ancestors and the stars. And he has to, you know, be there for an entire cycle for which he guides the other Pharaohs, you know what I mean, that are on this plane of existence. And then he joins a higher level. You know what I'm saying? So it's many levels. They say it's seven heavens. You know what I mean? If you want to think of, if you want to picture visually, you know, think of man's crown, the top of his head. That's the lowest level on the tree of life. The tree of life composes of 10 sephira, 10 levels. But think of it as seven planes. So the bottom of your head is the bottom of a tree that extends beyond many galaxies, you know what I'm saying? Like, just in dumb infinity. So everything is spiraling. Everything affects the slightest motion that you make has a intergalactical effect on the multiverse because of the fact that your head is connected to that Jacob's ladder and it extends for so many realms upwards. Just spiraling in motion, all them pictures that they're showing you of the infinite nothing, but the infinite nothing is the size of a mustard pea, so all of that that you're seeing is still without of yourself until it fragments back to that very core beginning, and then they call that the rivers of noon, triple black stages of darkness, the kether, the crown, the top, all the way up there is where you're getting the info from. So you connected spiritually all the way up. So everything that we're doing on this realm is affected by that interrelationship with the galaxy. So we got to see that galaxy within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Flip that picture on the inside. That's what's going on inside of you. And we got chocolate rain and all types of other crazy shit going on inside of us due to our fixation with chemicals. Our chemical romance, you know what I'm saying, with Rome and all of the deviance that has come out of that particular system and this fucking mythos that they got us caught up in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a spell. It's a major spell.
Yeah, trying to be romantic, utilizing Rome's antics, you know what I'm saying, without sticking with the ways of our elders and our ancestors, the proven methods that have always worked for time millennia.
Exactly. And
saying,
that's what we were talking about.
Knows no number, so you can't even, you know, this punk shit that's going on right now, like, this is real lightweight. It's held by the thinnest of veils, and it could easily be shattered. You feel me? We just have to turn the frequency up slightly. You see that magnetic sun? As above, so below. That's going on inside of every melanated individual on a cellular level. They are emitting that band of frequency. And then the community is having its highs and its lows, and that's reflected as weather that the God has given up to the devil through some, you know, comical machinery that he put together. So, you know, got to see things for what it is. You know what I mean? We got to be more mindful of these phrases that we use dealing with the literary sense. You know what I'm saying? They're dealing with the mythos, and they're not dealing with the logos. They're not dealing with the word, the flesh of the word. Rather, just the whole way that it rhymes, the sound of it. Like, say it this way instead of living it that way. But, you know, take in mind that these are Sankofa times. Everything is ass backwards.
Yeah.
We are in the realm of the ending of the age of Set. It ain't like, you know, acknowledge the fact that, yes, you are in the dark ages, coming into illumination, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah. This is the mythos.
But that day
you're living,
dawn.
You're living in
yeah,
it.
You're living in the mythos.
You're on the horizon of the new dawn. The
so
head rule is definitely on the rise.
It's a Greek / Roman mythos with an undergirding of the Sumerian, the Egyptian / Kemetic, Islamic, you know, so many other mythos tied into it, but disguised the same way that someone in Cuba would take Catholicism and then put the Orishas behind it. You
yep.
know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the motherboard of the Matrix is Sumerian, Kemetic, Moorish, and all of those ancient systems. While
Islamic,
the structure,
more about
the hologram, right? The image of it is Greco-Roman. That's a reconfiguration. It's just a skin, but it's thinly veiled. It's not made of nothing. That's why it can't survive the sunlight. Hence, they show you in the Matrix, what? It's a scorched sky. Book of Eli.
Yeah.
From you in the west. Yeah, so, you know, that's all that is. It's a Matrix. It's an illusion. It's a hologram. People, turn the lights on. You feel me? Laugh at the boogeyman. He's the size of a mouse in the corner using light projections to make himself look like he's 20 feet tall.
Yep.
Like Erica. She showed you, look, not only she showed you the 32nd degree on the cover, but she evolved from that. Once you got the CD on the release date, she evolved into 33 because her ritual of tying herself into JFK at the point that he was assassinated is it was a time ritual. She locked herself in as a 33 degree because he got assassinated on 11/22. And that's 33. She woke up and evolved, came out of the 6 as 7 goddess. To inaugurate the new year, the Kemetic new year, the most righteous new year, that is an honor of the mother. So we honor the mother. And we know and understand what Ishtar / Easter is. So we're in tune with the cycles. And just that fact alone that not only does the ones exist or are in tune with these particular cycles, but they're archiving it and making it part of the Akashic Records. So all henceforth shall be in tune with the cycles because it's locked into time. It's forever ritualized on the board of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, they showed us that Mercury came into the orbit on March 29th, right? And they said Mercury was pictured as the pink planet, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, it's the first time it's been like this. You know, it's not going to happen again in 2012, yada yin, yada you. So they find the doorway to Amenta the same day. Now, mind you, Mercury is Gemini. Gemini is the twin pillars. Ever since 322, we've been seeing the forward progression or the outward expression of the twin pillars in all ritual. So Mercury is the gate. It's Jehudi, right? So they showed you the doorway to Amenta, which is Anpu. But it's also a gateway because Anpu is the guardian of the gates, right? And then the doorway is made of granite. Now, when you go to the obelisk and you look at the granite, what color is it?
Same color.
What color? What color is that?
It's a pink stone.
It's a pink stone. Just like that pink planet. You understand? So they tied and corresponded in all of these expressions. They brought Ampu through the gate. You feel me? It's a grand ritual, the opening of the way. You know what I'm saying? The gates are open.
Look, yeah, they brought Ampu through the gate. King Tut is on his way to New York.
Yes.
He's going to be in New York.
April 16th.
Anubis was brought through the Brooklyn Bridge on a 30-foot Anubis on a barge. We got the pictures on Know the Ledge Media and whatnot. Then the Erykah Badu incident, and what's the name of her album? It's Return of the Ankh.
Mm-hmm.
So they're bringing the Ankh to New York, and then she drops the album Return of the Ankh.
Right.
And what is the Ankh? The Ankh is the goddess. The Ankh is the womb. It's the ovaries, the birth canal, the two eggs, the womb. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. The mother principle, and we have to explain the fact that the brother Supernova dropped by Know the Ledge on Tuesday and dropped his magnum opus on Wednesday. You feel me?
Yeah.
Which is the remedy.
Oh, yeah.
Tied in because that's him bringing forth the staff. The Ankh is incomplete without the presence of the staff. So
exactly.
The balancing of that female and male energy thus brings forth now the sister Alexis Tyler that will be here tomorrow on 4/10 to bring forth her dissertation about sexual energy and the magic that needs to be ensued. So she's going to be planting these seeds. Somebody's going to listen, and somebody will benefit.
Oh,
her job has been done.
Before we go further, this is for the chat room. We did a video with Supernova, so not only do you get to hear the brother dropping it, we went and did an actual video with him, so I'm about to drop a world premiere in the chat room in 2.12. Yeah.
Indeed.
If everybody that's not in the chat room, go to Know the Ledge TV. That's on YouTube. Just put it in the search, Know the Ledge TV. Check out the video that we got with the God, you know what I'm saying? He went up in Human Bookstore in Harlem. He sold out in 20 minutes, you know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
He dropped a CD and a book on the same day called The Remedy.
Monumental.
He's tied into Erykah Badu because that's family. That's Queen of Four's son. That's Jay Electronica's rhyming partner. So, you know, big things are going on right now. We have to pay attention to the symbols and the signs because the great divine speaks through symbols and signs. So when you naming yourself a comedic name, and it's crazy that we even talking about this right now. We got to open up the line of 215 just to show you how the ancestors work. You know what I'm saying? We talking about Ampu and the God Ampu is on the line. You know what I mean? But
indeed,
if you're naming yourself Ampu, Ma'at, Heru, El, Bay, all of these different names, the goddess, the god, and then you're seeing Ampu on the waters of New York coming through the Brooklyn Bridge. That's the bridge of the empire. That's it. That's where the kingdom is. Then they got about a Statue of Liberty, and then King Tut's coming to New York, then Return to the Ankh. She's taking her clothes off. She's telling you to go sovereign. She's telling you to take it all off. I hope this summer more people take it all off.
Yeah, dispose of the straw.
Yeah. Did you open up that line?
I'm not in front of the boys, brother.
Oh, okay. Let me open that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, this brother needs the support of the community.
Most
you know what I'm saying?
That's
tell
what
a friend,
I'm saying.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. Let's talk about money, right? Yeah, let's talk money. Talking money is this. Our artists that are out there that's independent, and you know that they family, you know that they part of the movement, you know that the more that they rise, you rise. You should put it in your interest to make that person pop. While you here today and you are participating in this so-called community. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's how we should talk money, because when they begin to blow up, we begin to blow up. Now, I know it hasn't happened with a lot of other so-called conscious rappers, because if they was that conscious, we would see them. Did they miss out? Like, did they miss the bus to come to the events? Because I never seen them. They don't even exist. You would think that, you know what I mean? I mean, a few of them, I'm not throwing them all under the bus, but they don't exist in a sense that ain't no, all of the lectures we've done, the hundreds of lectures, the hundreds of all of that, bringing master teachers, near one of them was sponsored by one of these rappers, conscious rappers. You know what I'm saying? Near one of them put 10,000 out, like they'll put out at the bar, like they put out wherever, and was like, you know what? Make the meeting of the masters go down right now. Bring all the elders and the young elders out. A whole weekend event in motherfucking Kemet. You know what I'm saying? They could do things like that, but, you know.
To each his own. Listen,
is this,
you going to open the line up?
I got to get into the chat board, switchboard.
All right, and it's 10:45, so before the live stream go off, I want you to share the economic plan that we put together for the family as well, because it's not, you know, we're used to having to show on solutions that we're not going to bring forth ours.
Okay, definitely. I'm going to definitely drop that. Before I even get into that, Brother Ampoule, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, peace, God.
Peace to God.
Good.
Peace.
Peace, man. I'm dropping this something heavy as usual. Make a comment real fast before, you know, get cut off and whatnot.
We good for another hour.
Okay, but first thing up, the Astro Report, dealing with that that Mercury retrograde that's coming up on the 18th, that's going to take place in the sign of Taurus. That's that money sign we talked about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, Mercury ruling the intellect, ruling the mind, where your mind should be, how you think, how you communicate that energy, how you think, how you communicate is going to be focused on money. That's where your mind should be at this particular time when you line up with the heavens, you know what I'm saying? The retrograde, where, as we know, it appears to be going backwards. That's when technology seems to have its glitches, you know what I'm saying? Things necessarily don't go as planned. It's a time where you're supposed to go back and rehash some information, go back and finish and tie the loose ends up on some things that you need to finish and not necessarily start anew. Now, me personally, I like to go against the retrograde. I'm Aquarius. I'm a radical nigga. You know what I'm saying? For example, when I had the first astro class, it was doing the retrograde on purpose. Only had 10 seats available, ended up getting 12. So I went 2 over the limit in the retrograde. But what happened was, majority of the students didn't finish the class because they had unfinished business that they had to go back and finish. You see what I'm saying? But I met the goal. You know what I mean? So the retrograde, I just want to let everybody know, you know what I'm saying? Have your mind on your money on your mind, and it's time to go back. Don't necessarily do dumb shit with your money. Be thinking very logically as possible when Mercury go in this retrograde period, you know what I'm saying? Because it is a time that things kind of tend to go backwards. You know what I'm saying? But if you can, you can beat the retrograde. I always say, you know what I mean, if we compare it kind of like the Wall Street, everybody ain't motherfucking losing. Somebody winning. You know what I'm saying? So I tend to like to think that there are winners out here during this retrograde period. The unique thing, again, is to know where Taurus is at in your chart. Like for me, I mean, it's in my 11th house, that's those groups and friends. So I need to be concerned about money dealing with people at that particular time. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to be extremely mindful dealing with people. So wherever Taurus is at in your chart, you need to figure out what area, what house that is on, what area of your life is going to be affected, because your money is about to be affected. Your mind and your money is about to be affected, definitely. So enough of that. Pick up on Seventh Heaven, man, that CMOS, that Blue Pill, Red Pill is making, particularly Blue Pill is putting his damn foot in that thing. That thing is off the hook, and I ain't saying it just because he's my brothers. I'm telling you because I had it on more than one occasion, you know what I'm saying? And it's something that is definitely a must, you know what I mean? Definitely have you feeling good, you know, have it got the electricity pumping in the body once you hit it, you know what I'm saying? And
thanks.
Most importantly, it is an economic opportunity as well. Really let the brother build on it, you know what I mean, as far as the price was. On another note, dealing with money, my partner is out in Atlanta training, you know what I mean, somebody so they never get a virus again, dealing with the computer thing. So I'm waiting. Mercury retrograde happening, you know what I'm saying? Computers going to go haywire. I already know it, you know what I mean? So business is about to boom, unfortunately, you know what I mean? But fortunately, because we're going to school them and show them how, you know, they ain't going to get that problem again. So anybody that's interested in getting that, you know, you can hit me up at AmpuAstrology@Yahoo. And, you know, we can get somebody out there, come to your town. Like I said, my partner from Philly took the train all the way down to ATL. He's going to be there for like 3 weeks making sure that they get it right, setting those computers up where they never get a virus again. You know what I'm saying?
Is it possible?
Also show you some other things.
Is it possible to put that particular lesson into a video?
I'll never get a virus again?
Yeah.
That's possible.
Could it be made a webinar?
Yeah, that's possible. That's possible. The thing
to
is, it's I got to talk to you about it because it's really a unique service and it's a way that you're configuring this thing. You know what I'm saying? And before we really do it on that level, the thing is not necessarily tipping off European aspects of it. You know what I'm saying? So they can get in and try to figure this thing out. I'm not saying that they don't know. You know what I mean? But we want to make sure that this thing is airtight. You know what I mean? Before we branch out with it, you know what I mean? But it's something that can be done. That's definitely something that can be done, you know? But he was killing it on the Badu thing. It's so much symbolism dealing with the sisters, dealing with the goddess, you know what I'm saying? One unique thing, one parallel
what
that I saw.
What particular ley line is that in Dallas? Do you know?
What? Let me see.
Parallel?
I'll figure it out real fast. That ain't nothing. Let me see. I'll figure it out because, you know, that's my twist, you know.
Right.
I'll definitely figure it out. But I know that, you know, she coming from that area, man, it's on the 32nd parallel. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
especially
you said, she went 32
you know.
And went to the 33, you know what I mean? And
she's
ultimate Pisces. I keep telling people it's crazy because when she dropped the first album, I did a lecture on it and it never surfaced. And allegedly, it got recorded over in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? But going in on the symbolism that was inside of her hair, I was really going in on that Pisces energy because we are at, you know, the position of the equinox. We at 29 degrees Pisces. We're not in that Aquarian age yet, although we're feeling it. You know what I mean? So she's that Pisces energy still reigns supreme right now. This is what you saw in Percy Jackson. This is the Lightning Thief. This is what you saw in Clash of the Titans. You was dealing with a dark force, melanin, us, right, coming into a particular secret, powerful knowledge, Scorpio, Hades, the underworld, the darkness, us, again, right? And the brothers, of course, dealing with Jupiter, which is Zeus, your expansion, your knowledge, that's your higher education. That's the expansion of the mind. That's the philosophy, right? All right, then you was dealing with, wait a minute, baby, you was dealing with Neptune when you was dealing with Poseidon,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you notice, the Kraken, or the Kraken's pool was coming up out of the water, which is the realm of Poseidon, which is the realm of Neptune, right? Which I've seen somebody in the chat room that said, you know, there's a lot of Neptune up in here, which could only mean high spiritual
mm-hmm.
knowledge, but if you take it to the more negative vibration, it's confusion and deceit. Of course, drugs and alcohol, like I say. Badu is ultimate Pisces, sun and moon. Her male and female energy is lined up at Pisces, right? Her Mercury is like 29 degrees, maybe I think 29 degrees Aries. I'm sorry, 29 Aquarius. But it's only 1 degree away from Pisces. So it's on a critical degree, and it carries a dual energy, Pisces and Aquarius. You see what I'm saying? And it's no coincidence that I'm an Aquarius, you know what I'm saying? And looking at the precession of the equinox dealing with symbolism, in the actual astral signs of the people who are involved right now in the community that is shedding the light, at this particular time, because all of this, the whole story is who can master or possess the lightning rod. Who has the light? One person naturally has the light, thus, and another person is a light bender, right? But anyway, when you look at these stories of Poseidon, and you're looking at Perseus, which we're going to show in ATL, these are actually star constellations, and this is an astronomical game that's being played on the highest level right now. And that's why I say, and I always show in my lectures, the winding staircases in the second degree of Freemasonry. When you have your seven liberal arts and sciences, right? Grammar, rhetoric, logic, right? Arithmetic, geometry, the fifth science. Six is music. The last and final step for the solo craft, right, is astronomy. But let's look at music being the sixth step and how music surpasses everything. Music surpasses geometry. Music surpasses grammar and rhetoric and logic. Because we know that music is the tone of the universe. Everything has a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So we know as the carbonated ones that when we tap into music, right, the whole world follows that frequency. So music is a high science. But it's all interrelated. It's not necessarily that it's higher than the rest, or astronomy, the seventh step, is higher than music. It's just all interrelated. So the European, as we know, has controlled music through distribution, right,
mm-hmm.
and release dates, right? But those release dates, like the rabbi said, who told him to put that out on 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody knows astronomy. Somebody is taking your obelisks and your tekens and putting them in monumental places that have certain grid, the morphogenetic grid lines. They're placing monuments on these points to extract a certain amount of star power. But all of this is based off of our people, Benjamin Banneker. That is the most, I'm telling you, he's the hidden secret. He is the secret of secrets. His knowledge. Look at where he's buried at. And ask yourself, why do they call that an unmarked grave right there? But going back into that stellar science, because he set it up. They got the pictures of Benjamin Banneker inside of the Masonic Museum, or the biggest Grand Lodge in America, Pennsylvania, the oldest. When Benjamin Banneker is handed Washington and Ellicott Mac. It ain't no damn secret. Everybody knows that, right? So this whole thing is based off astronomy. So when you get into these movies, it is talking about, like Bluefield been talking about, it is talking about the North Pole and what pole has, and which pole star are we looking at right now?
Mm.
Now that's some deep shit, because they say it's in Polaris, right? They say it's in Polaris. They're saying it's Draco. They now saying that Cephas, see, that was the king in the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the king in the movie. Cephas is supposed to be the next pole star, supposedly, King Cephas. But he has the princess daughter named Andromeda, right? Andromeda is the one who's about to be sacrificed,
right?
But Andromeda is nothing more than a spiritual or astronomical reflection of Erykah Badu, because sacrifice is the Piscean energy. That's your Jesus energy, the sacrifice. That's the sign that a sacrifice themselves for any damn thing. That's the sign of complete unity. That's spiritual bliss right there.
The
Medusa,
what you're saying,
when you see, huh?
To co-sign what you're saying, if you remember the very last scene, the very last scene of the movie, does anybody remember what it was? They were standing.
Oh, Clash of the Titans?
Yes, they were standing on the hill at the feet of the god.
Right, how was his feet?
Yeah, Sam Worthington and his three recurring roles represented the return of the Osirian energy, the solar energy, to bring in, you know, the dawning of this new quote-unquote age of Aquarius.
Right.
The age of Noah. So they're saying the gods ain't useful no more.
They went in that movie.
Yeah, they went in.
Man, gonna go.
It's like we the god.
Super hard. In the statue's feet, if you look, go back into the feet, the right foot was advanced, the left foot was at a 90 degree angle, which means, again, that's the second degree of Freemasonry. Advance on your right foot, bringing the heel of your left into the hollow of your right. And that's the second degree. Stop playing. Oh, but that's the degree you learn about astronomy. Also, this is the same statue that fell and was talking about an actual planet. But when it getting into this Hades energy, because it goes down in Hades, it goes down in Pluto, it goes down in Scorpio. That's the black magic. But it's also talking about, for real, don't y'all niggas start fucking and having babies. Don't do that. That's what it's talking about. That's what we fear. Fear of a black planet is that energy right there.
Yep.
You see?
Hades, Pluto is being
Capricorn. We've been saying that shit. This is talking about the death and the transformation of government. That's what's changing. That's what's coming down. So that's what it's talking about. This is a stellar science that is dealing with our rise. And they know it. They give you the game. Like, look, game over here. Yeah, there it is, y'all. Damn, it's a blueprint. What else can I say? What else can I do? You know what I mean? Make a damn avatar, call him the Nagas. God damn, you know what I mean? Would a real man please step up? Please? You know what I mean? You know, but another thing on the Pisces energy, when you look at the constellations, Pisces is the only constellation that actually penetrates that northern hemisphere into the royal family, where you see Perseus, where you see Andromeda, where you see King Cephas. You see what I'm saying? Where you actually see the, what's the correct name? What's the correct name for the horse with the wings? The Pegasus, right?
Yeah.
You'll see that constellation there. In fact, when you look at the Pegasus constellation, it was one of the fishes of Pisces that is on his back. And the bucket or the water coming out of the water barrier of Aquarius is actually on the Pegasus head. So Aquarius and Pisces is closely associated with that inner circle of your North Star guidance.
Right.
Closely associated with it. And Pisces is the only constellation that actually goes up in it, but that's what makes that sign the most spiritual, the most psychic, the most beautiful sign there is, when it's operating on this high vibration. So she was a symbol of all of that. And she came and she offset it to them. I know they got to be pissed, like, God damn. Because whatever they tried to pull down can't go down.
Right.
Because she came and she opened up the way. At the same time, it can't go down. You tapped into the continuum. You disturbed the shit. Dismantled this shit. It's a done deal.
Done them.
From a sell-off point.
And to put some flesh on the galactical ideal that you're speaking of, because this is a cycle of time that repeats itself, right? So they're showing it to you in the Roman sense, right, the mythos of it. But let's put flesh on it right now in the here and now. The story of the procession of the equinox is told through hip-hop, because hip-hop in Kabbalah represents the number 432, if you add it up via gematria, which we count by 6, being like A equals 6, B equals 12, gematria, hip-hop equals 432. When you go to the concordance via the Goodwin's Kabbalistic Encyclopedia, you find that 432 also equals the little bear, right? The little bear is the brightest star in the Little Dipper constellation is Polaris.
Right.
So hip-hop equals the North Star, right? The point that is the focal point of the 2012 precession of the equinox. So the mythos that we are living and involved in is that that particular, that quote-unquote changing of an age, of an aeon, happened via Hollywood, which makes it celestial because it's the silver lining of our reality because they beamed it into our visual cortex. So it lives in our head, and we've projected it outward. So it's in space. So we put them in space, right? And then we have the physical representation of it via hip-hop because Drake, right, the rapper Drake, you see the story that they play with Draco in Clash of the Titans.
Right.
It's the same story that's being played with the story that was told from the ancients about the precession of the equinox. They said the precession of the equinox will be when the draconian system comes and knocks the Polaris system off, and you know, it's no longer the North Pole,
right?
Because of the pole shift, the axis,
right?
No, technically that happened with the 8.8 in Chile. Now those auspicious numbers of 8.8 take us back to our 4-4. How we explained that this whole paradigm was built on their 4-4 rituals. Right? So we just came out of the 4-4 ritual, which was the 42nd anniversary of MLK's assassination. The same weekend, 4-2, the Clash of the Titans came out, and we know 42 equals Jupiter. And we know Jupiter equals Zeus. And we know that we're talking about Malkuth, or the king, when we're talking MLK, because that's Malik. And we know that we're talking the king when we're talking Barack Obama, because it's Barack Hussein Obama. That's the king, and he's the 44th president. We know that we're talking about the king of New York. We're talking about what's tantamount to a Christ figure when we talk about Christopher Wallace, because he resonates on 4-4 as the Gemini.
Right.
And then you get your 4-4 in the earthquake. First you get an earthquake in Cali at 4:04 a.m. It was a 4.4. Then you get an earthquake on 4-4 on Easter in California. Come on, man. The great divine is speaking.
Right.
So everything is happening divinely right now.
So
if you know what you're looking at.
So Drake comes from the north, outside of hip-hop, because hip-hop is centralized in the Bronx, which is the southern, the you know, the tip of, the most northern tip of New York.
Right.
But the southernmost for the continent at that particular point, because everything else breaks over to islands. Manhattan's an island. Staten Island's an island. Long Island is Long Island, Queens, and Brooklyn, which is all Kings County.
Kings County.
Right.
The northernmost tip, the Bronx, is the fixed point of where hip-hop, it emanates from all points, north, south, and what have you, but nothing above that ever popped off because it's a fixed point. So here comes Drake out of the north, out of Canada, out of the North Gate, and knocks it off his axis because he comes from outside of hip-hop. Not only the genre, he sings and he raps. You know what I'm saying? He represents that whole hybrid essence of what they're trying to replace, quote-unquote, black masculinity with. You know what I'm saying? A hybridated version of which he represents two nations like the president. So it's a new day. They said it's Drake, the new religion of hip-hop. So here the draconian comes who happens to be a Scorpio. Ooh.
Who also wears the Yahweh around his neck,
right.
No doubt.
The first song he dropped was Over. He dropped it around the same time as what? The 8.8 in Chile. So through symbolism, the processions is already taking place because it has to be fixed. It's a mythos, but it's taking place as a logos. as the Word, and the Word is flesh. So we are living in those times that were always spoken of, and we can't see it because people don't have the eyes. They like the witches in The Clash. You know what I'm saying? Who's the same ones in Dark Crystal when she was holding up the eye.
And they were the same ones in 300. The men with no eyes. Drew Ali spoke of the demon having no eyes and no ears, see no evil, hear no evil. It's just lust for blood.
So, you know, with all this being said, I don't want to steer away from the main topic. All of this is to reinforce the main topic, which is economic sovereignty, because most importantly, our intellectual property makes us the gazillionaires and the triclixillionaires. Like, you can't put a price on right knowledge. You feel me? That comes with no price tag. The information is priceless because it's eye-opening. And it's allowing, once those two eyes to become open, the third eye becomes enacted. You got that pyramid, you know what I'm saying, going off right in the center of your forehead. Your macabre is turned on, you know what I'm saying? You're creating reality through what your visual cortex is visualizing now. That's why meditation is a must. Get to know yourself on a different plane, in triple darkness, you know what I'm saying, in the stillness of silence. What is going on?
Yes, sir.
But, Philmore, could you please get into the economic development plan that we've laid forth for the family?
Definitely. First and foremost, I would encourage whoever's listening to this for a visual aspect to the presentation that I'm about to give to go to www.knowtheledgemedia.ning.com. And there's going to be a video up there that will show you the visuals to what I'm about to talk about. So after the show that we did last week, we decided to consolidate the business plan that we've been working on for a while. And we turned it into a package that we could begin to present to the family that's going to deal with practical steps to improving yourself economically. Okay, so for the people that got on late, we're going to have Brother Cheyenne on Tuesday because he couldn't make it on tonight. We're going to have him on Tuesday, and we're definitely going to go even more in-depth with the steps that we can take practically, like actual remedies to improve our financial economic situation. This brother put together a mastermind plan, so we'll be back for that. But for tonight, we're going to deal with the current mastermind plan. Okay, and it's called the Sovereign Economics, How to Do for Self. And the first question that you must ask is, a matter of fact, you get a pen and a pad out so you can begin taking these notes, because these are questions that we are asking everybody who is ready to make a move, who is ready to get themselves economically in a better situation by working for themselves. You understand? Not working for a corporation that has nothing to do with the upliftment of your nation. They're more a detriment to the nation. Okay, so the first question that we're asking the family is, what skill do you have that can pay the bills? Okay, what skill do you have that can pay the bills? You got to ask yourself that. We are all here born with skills. You know what I'm saying? We all have skills and we all have talents. We all are able to do something. All not actors. All of us are not rappers, all of us are not singers, all of us are not dancers. We all do different things. So, and we all, some of us are, especially in this day and age, we do multi-things. We multitask. We do about 10 things. So just write down the different things that you can do. What are you willing to do? How disciplined are you willing to make yourself? How disciplined are you willing to take this whole idea about self-improvement and wealth improvement and health improvement at the same time, simultaneously? What can you contribute? What do you bring to the table? Not promises,
not hope. What do you bring to the table that could be utilized in basically forging this nation or moving us forward? Then we have a program dealing with the water, because that right now, especially this is the spring solstice, summertime is coming. That's very important. So we're selling alkaline water. We're offering 6-packs, 12-packs, and gallons. Mind you, this is retail and this is wholesale at the same time, depending on what it is that you are willing to do. If you're thinking about starting a business, then it's wholesale. But if you want a product, then it's retail. Then we have the conscious DVDs. Okay? Libraries, thousands of titles. The same way that Blockbuster sets up, that's the same way that you set up. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's in a storefront, brick and mortar, or it's online or whatnot, you come to us, we got you.
Right outside of your crib.
Door to door. Yeah.
Yeah, if it's a catalog, door to door. If it's a catalog to every barbershop in your town, specifically, these are for the brothers that have called in, you know what I'm saying, with those questions, because
yes,
they're in their hood and their hood is dried up. And not only are they not able to share information with people because they don't have none, but their finances is funny at the particular moment, or their job status might be funny, but they might have finances on the side. This is now an opportunity for you to do both, you know what I'm saying, actually
and
become
self-sufficient
and teach at the same time.
Yes. And if, let me see, if Brother Rich, if you're still there, call in so I could put you on and whatnot. And with the conscious DVDs, I want the family to know that many of the proceeds will be going to the funds to support the elders. And to not even, I don't want to even call them elders, because when you say elders, you know, you're giving it the vision like they're some old men or something, because that's how we've been trained.
But
I'm talking about, let's just call them the prophets. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go out on a limb and say the prophets. You know what I mean? We're going to be taking care of the prophets. Because you can speak to the prophets and they'll let you know that the system that's supposed to be taking care of them is broken, not by everyone. It's brothers like Brother Rich, Brother Amun, and a few others that's on record for being there when the master teachers needed them the most.
Chris.
You know what I'm saying?
Shabazz.
Yeah. Many brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Sarnetta,
yeah. At the end of the day, there are many brothers who are not being honorable. Understand? They're not being forthright with the people. You got to remember, people that sell the DVDs are akin to a record label. And the lecturers are akin to an artist. If the record label ain't taking care of the artist, then how can the artist produce beautiful things? How could the artist produce good music? You keep him a starving artist, so he keeps talking about starving things. We can't keep our people in these states of minds. We have to uplift the elders. We have to uplift the master teachers. We have to uplift the young elders. We have to uplift the youth. But the only way that we're going to do it is through economic sovereignty. You know what I'm saying? We are intellectual property, because everybody could do something. At least 40 to 50% of us can create, and another 40 to 50% of us knows how to distribute it, sell it, package it, and all of those other things. It's like a motherfucking beehive. We got to start learning what is our positions. If anybody is in the industry, they know that shit works like it's compartmentalized.
Yeah, there's booths.
Yes, there's booths for each different occupation that people do. They got little sections and cupboards similar to the bees live in the ant farms and whatnot.
Get back to the layout.
You know, we were operating like that as close up until about Black Wall Street days. We'll leave him after that when the Nation of Islam got put together, when the gods and the earth was at their highest. You know what I'm saying? When the Moor Science Temple was at its apex. You know what I mean? So if we did it back then, we can definitely do it again. But the thing that we're missing is economic plans that we're working. I mean, there's no other way of going around it. And I'm talking about, and I'm not saying it like it's a bad thing, because this is a new day. You know what I'm saying? People that just got on the consciousness, you know, that can't apply to them. But this is the opportunity that we must begin to come together as a collective and support each other and put each other on a path of success. We can't be afraid of success with each other. But there
back
are some
the
of
layout.
Us will abuse it, though.
So get back to the layout of the plan.
Okay. All right. The next service that we have is the CD service. And the product that we're offering right now is the Nodal Edge mixtape. That's 13 tracks by up-and-coming metaphysical prophets, hip-hop artists that are basically the new wave. So we got the CD service, and that eventually will grow into many different titles. You know what I'm saying? So when you begin to move around, you could begin to move around with all the new hottest music, and everybody won't have their hands on that. Then we're offering clothing. We have the category for clothing, and that's the two labels, Soldier Culture and Kings County. You know what I'm saying? Now, we are willing to do wholesale with anybody that's interested in carrying the line and wherever they're at. You know what I'm saying? Can you give them the rundown as to the formula with that?
Well,
with the co-signing?
With the what?
The co-signature shit that applies for the DVDs and the shirts.
You mean in terms of, you know, getting on a particular profile?
No. Remember, it was the partner thing. Somebody brings you in.
Oh, in order to be accountable, to be in that particular position where you sell the clothes or the DVDs or something
yeah.
of that nature.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, it's based on two references. You know, you basically would have to have two people that would vouch for you, for your character. You know what I'm saying? I know this man, he's good. It could be your moms, it could be your daughter, your wife, you know what I'm saying? Your peoples that you play basketball with, nigga you build with, your sensei, whoever.
Yeah.
Grandpops, As long as they can vouch and say that, you know, you're a trustworthy individual, then you will be allowed, like, given a spiritual credit line where we might even work with you on consignment and send you these particular articles. You know what
awesome.
I mean? Look at it as an article of faith. You
mm-hmm.
grind it out, you feel me? Run around to these barbershops, wherever you know that Negroes congregate. Show them the catalog. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put something nice together with the celebrities and all that, holding the joints up, acknowledging it, and just, you know, some good visuals so you will have something to support the sale of these clothes, which shouldn't be hard. Because, you know, they're gonna connect. People have said that they've given unanimous reviews about when they come through with the Kings County, especially the Soldier Culture with the patches on it. Those is crazy right there. So we're going to open the market up and let the family eat. In whatever particular region you're in, it's time to get busy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because there's a serious component of consciousness that coexists with fashion, because that's the entry realm into materialism. So the balancing scale of spiritualism and materialism happens in the fashion world. And we physically went through that particular progression by being people that were considered quote-unquote conscious, but also, you know, mindful of the trends of fashion, because fashion is precipitated on symbolism especially. So you are emitting this particular symbolism, you know, you're giving
Look,
off.
I,
I was wearing Indian heads in 1992, 1993. I was wearing silk crests that the motherfucking, when I go into my history, my Moorish ancestors was wearing. We was wearing silk a few hundred years before that. 200, 300, 400,000.
Not that rayon.
Nah, not that polyester. So, yeah, like you said, you always been who you are. You know what I mean? That those logos that you gravitate towards is you. So when you rock the Kings County with the logos and the symbols of the gods and the goddesses, those who are gods and goddesses will gravitate towards you. Everybody ain't going to come and buy it because it's not for everybody. There's nothing wrong with that. But it, those who it's meant for, will they'll wake. I'm talking about, you're talking about somebody being an awakened Christian. I had people wake up at my table when they seen all of those shirts and the images jumping out at them.
Indeed.
It wakes you up. Because that's where your memory is, in the logos and the symbols. And it's also in the words in the books. Certain books that you read, it unlocks some shit that opens up a whole new reality for you.
We have that component available as well, where there's going to be books available. So, you know, brothers could buy the books wholesale and then take it to their town and do what they need to do. Or people throughout the whole region of the states that want to actually get their hands on some of the street lit books and all that, the quote-unquote, the hip-hop books and shit, the ones the girls be into and all that, we got access to that as well. So we can, you know, act as somewhat as quote-unquote couriers between them spots here in New York or where you at for a small fee.
Exactly. What I'm going to do, being that the game is visual, I'm going to put together a video, you understand, to show all of the access. This, we have to understand, New York is it's the land of abundance. It is so much stuff out here. This is the land of the riches. Don't ever let nobody lie to you and tell you that this shit is not popping when it comes to product and excess of stuff. You got people in some towns that only got 10 dozen shirts out there in a whole damn town. They got that in one building out here. Like, it's mad stuff. New York, we'll consider New York the supermarket. And I'm not talking about for illegal things. Yeah, it got illegal stuff, but I'm just talking about legal shit. I'm just talking about cultural stuff. I'm just talking about stuff that will sell anywhere that you at. Please believe it. So,
but once
people
we
should
open the visuals up and allow them to see
them
what actually is here, then they can be like, yo, I need this, I need that, and we get it moving.
Yeah.
Wherever you at, there's something that'll sell there. If Kmart can do it, you can do it. And if
sure
we in New York, we could get it for the low. And if we can't get it from the low, there's other means and there's other routes. We dropped the information before about Alibaba.com. Alibaba.com is the home to the interface between you and manufacturers in China. When you go on it, it's going to look like, you know, they got stuff up there for cheap that you could buy from retail, but the true use of it is not for retail, it's for wholesale purposes, so you could get in contact with these factories. So if you have an idea about a clothing line, if you have an idea about electronics, if you have an idea about anything that you want manufactured on a mass scale, these are the people that you can go to, because in the new economic times, based on the downturn, they have manufacturers that used to take big orders that will now take small orders just to keep shit moving. So utilize.
When you did the Alibaba last time, I went directly on there, and, you know, my wife made the soap, so we got the labels coming in, which were delivered this week coming directly from China, you know what I'm saying, 1,000 labels for a little, I mean, barely over $100. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Sent the dough like Tuesday, Western Union, him the dough, you know what I mean? And they own it, you know what I'm saying? Directly from China, you know what I'm saying? Cut the middleman out, they're dealing directly with us, so that was a good link.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To give birth to something like that. And it's like,
yeah,
that's what these things are. They're here. Just utilize them and continuously bring life forth. Move towards it. It'll take two steps towards you. That's improvement. And you keep moving towards it. And it's just going to be a marriage of principles. And then before you know it, you're going to be dealing with abundance. And you can spread the wealth and bring others into the fold. And they can do the same for their people. And then, you know, we're going to be going along the same trajectory as the sun during this blossoming season. You know what I mean? It's only the heights from here. So this is very possible. It's very tangible. It just takes one degree of change to move into this particular paradigm. You don't even need 360 degrees. Just change one thing, and that's doing something. Just do it.
Word.
But please finish with the layout.
Yes. Now, the next product that we have, and I want to remind the family that each of these products are corporate entities. They are each entities, corporations. So I'm not just, you know, we're not just talking about regular selling of things. We're talking about being a part of a corporation. You know what I'm saying? Being part of a legal entity that you can gain returns from.
A lawful entity, not legal.
Yes, yes. Our next product is, you know, probably one of the most nourishing products on the list, and that's Seventh Heaven Sea Moss.
Indeed.
I want to testify real quick about the power of the Seventh Heaven Sea Moss. You see, when I'm saying sea moss, some of the people out there might have bad experiences with the Irish moss and think that we're talking about the same thing. But when I talk about Seventh Heaven Sea Moss, that's like talking about, it's like talking about motherfucking a cherry pie versus an hour later. Just ain't the same. Junior's cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake from Junior's that they walk over the bridge for. Versus a cupcake. Seventh Heaven tastes like heaven. There's no better way to say it. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
For real, heaven. You drinking it, and then you wish, like, why don't they have this shit in gallons? Because I would dumb out on this.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And the brother, my brother, he went and made a product that is, it's a food, it's a drink, it's a nourisher, and it makes all the sense in the world at this time. You know what I mean? I tip my hat because I seen him. He went in the motherfucking kitchen like everybody else was going in the kitchen, like a flock of flames. He whipped up some other shit. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Strictly out of love, you know what I'm saying? I always wanted to make a contribution of healing to walk in the steps of our mother. You know,
yep.
A lot of people in the listening audience don't know she is technically the first person on the planet that we share called Earth to have administered the herbs necessary,
yes,
to aid and assist in the curing, quote-unquote curing of AIDS.
Yep.
She did that in 1983 in Dr. Sabi's office. He authorized it because he didn't want to deal with the patient, Frank White, who was a homosexual. So my mother, with her nurturing, you know, spirit, took the client or the quote-unquote case, and she administered the treatment, her not even knowing what HIV was. She was naive to it. She just dealt with it as an immune deficiency problem and treated the system with herbs that would nourish the immune system to allow it to fight anything off. And it did it. He came back with the results, and thus led to, you know, them running the ad in the Village Voice, announcing this to the world once they found out what they'd done. They said, shit, we're going to go tell it to the entire world. Everyone needs to know this. But Sabi had a plan all along, and if anybody wants to hear about that plan, you can listen in the archives to the last show that we did with Sabi, who we will be having coming back on soon. to talk about his experiences recently back on the continent. All right?
Yeah.
So that's what she did. That's the shadow and the footprints that we walk in. So I had to make a contribution in honor of what she done. And I said, instead of trying to, you know, individually treat 6 billion people, make one product that can do it itself. And then sea moss makes so much sense because it has 92 trace minerals, and our body's composed of 102. And it has zinc, which every male that I know needs to be replenished, because if they've been skeeting since the age of 13 or 14, they haven't replaced that supply since. And it's just a constant depletion and draining of brain fluid, and we wonder why people don't gravitate towards what we say when we are talking in the seventh heaven. They can't comprehend how many people are coordinating their rituals to bring more oxygen to the brain, to oxidate the brain, to do kundalini practices. You know what I'm saying? People will look at yoga and laugh at it, but yet still don't understand that the importance of breathing, or the importance of meditation, or the importance of calisthenics. You know what I'm saying? And just having a regimen, just something that you do that's regimentary. You know what I mean? So I said I need to restore these minerals back to people's temples, because when I'm hearing the lecturers talk about these particular diseases or maladies, it's based on a mineral deficiency. So sea moss has all the minerals. And I said if I can make it where it's edible and people will savor that particular taste, like how we used to do with milkshakes, because I used to be on the milkshakes hard body when I did my McDonald's face, because we all been there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not perfect. I'm sorry. But an eggnog was one of my favorites. You know what I mean?
The eggnog.
At Aunt Kyle's house, you know, after we had that lovely meal, and I must say, just the love that she puts into any food that she cooked,
yep.
You're just not going to get the same damning effects that meat would have had on you if someone else cooked it. Like, I could have ate a slab, a ham of her crib, and still been, we was hitting the tunnel after that, and that was some of the illest nights, some of the most upstairs moments, where if we was off, we'd have been dead by now. So we had to be, you know what I'm saying, pretty much on point, and it was that love that she put into her food. That shit supersedes everything.
Sure, you know what I mean?
I'm not condoning.
Was it all of our aunts and our grandmothers and our mothers throw down, and we don't have no food stores?
How is it that we're known around the world for our southern cuisine, and Asians have come from another country, right? Set up shop in your hood where they get the bread from. You don't even got Jordan money and all that, right? Set up shop, fully decked out. Can't speak to you, but are responsible for feeding the same entity that they came back from home seeing 50 feet statues of, and then they see them on TV doing amazing things, and they come over here and they know about your soul food, but they're feeding your children at 11 to 12 o'clock at night. And they know, at least through their system, that they're not supposed to eat at a certain time or do a certain regimen to keep themselves within balance, within Tai Chi with nature. Have you ever looked at the hood through the eyes of a Cantonese? Like Polite would say, this shit is crazy. So with that spirit, you know what I mean, I went and I put the Seven Heaven together as an elixir that is not only nourishing, but it has medicinal properties in the form of building up one system to ward off any form of disease or imbalance. So I dedicate that one to my mother. You know, she's seventh heaven.
No doubt. The next product that we have that the family, I'm sure that this will touch home for a lot of the family, because I know that we have many artists amongst us. You know what I'm saying? Many creative, you know, people who definitely appreciate art. So we are coming forth with a series of art, because the same impact that we intend to have upon film, music, and all other things, we're going to have upon art.
Yeah, indeed. We happen to have some masterpieces in the cut. And,
yeah.
You know, we're finally bringing them out after 30-somewhat years of people constantly telling us. We talking about from the collection from
mad at
when
us.
We was 5 to 34, 35. So that's coming out. We're making that available to the family. They can also, you know, do cooperative commerce with that, buying them in wholesale. We're going to be also making available prints from the catalog of a few other master artists that we are affiliated with. One most notably, the brother Ra Omar, who is just
a master
artist on the level of, you know, whatever grace that they would attempt to put
Michelangelo, Black Michelangelo.
Yeah, all that bullshit.
Hermetic Michelangelo type stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just saying his detail and everything. If you haven't seen,
yeah, and I would say
work,
Da Vinci simply because you know Da Vinci is known for his coding and his symbolism and the symmetry of his particular works to convey message. You know,
okay.
This
brother
has put that focus and that intent where the painting is telling you our celestial galacto, you know, story, our time immemorial story that will interface with your subconscious. You just looking at this artwork, it's just going to download something in you that's going to make you greater than you was the second before you ain't see that artwork. And this is going to be made available to the family so they can also engage in economics when they take this around their communities and show people the magnificence of their ancient self. They'll understand, especially the ones that just got here. They know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't going to know what the people know until you know. And you can't possibly know because, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't get an assessment up to yesterday, you have no idea. Because new shit is happening every single day. The frequency is going up. The gates is open.
Quickening. It's the quickening for real.
Quickening.
Monumental things are happening daily.
You know what I mean?
Daily.
Many things are working. Many wheels are spinning.
Yeah.
You know, you have to lock yourself into
bullshit
a
rap
currency.
Oh.
Yeah. You can bullshit with rap if you want. Like, real talk, I'm going to ask the whole audience, like, what's popping in hip-hop right now? If hip-hop ain't dead, quote-unquote.
Yeah, name me 10.
The only thing that I hear on the radio is Drake. And that
Rock.
Really made me wake up to that particular, you know, quote-unquote theorem that I'm understanding about the ritual that's being enacted to show the symbolism of the changing of this particular procession.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't no rappers out.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all radios are, wherever y'all at.
I hear Ludacris too.
Nah, never as much as Drake and Trey Songz, B.
Oh, nah, never. Never just
Ash,
two artists.
Simpson, I had. Yeah, the niggas is on heavy roll.
Hit the Twin Pillars in New York radio.
Got the game right now. They don't even play Lil Wayne.
Unless he's with Drake.
Exactly.
they
have already crowned him.
No word.
Yeah, they have already crowned him. His crowning campaign is going to be via radio, the industry tools.
They're
going to manufacture that.
He's the avatar. You have to stand next to him to be in the picture. You understand?
Yep.
If you look at the side profile picture of Jake Sully of Sam Worthington as Jake Sully on the avatar picture, you'll see Drake as well. It's the same face almost. So his next, of course, entry is going to be into Hollywood. I wouldn't be surprised if they throw him in Avatar 3 or something. Because he is the hip-hop avatar. What was his first Sprite commercial? He was a cyborg. Ain't this the cybergenetic agenda?
Borg agenda.
Borg agenda.
Borg. Borg. Yeah. They borged him out. He was borging.
He was borging.
Yeah. He was borging.
So, again, the great divine speaks through signs. This is not on some boogeyman shit pointing fingers at him like, oh, look, the big bad Drake.
Yeah.
It's like, no. It's to explain the
understand
fact that.
What it is.
Yeah. It's just a
about
dance.
Being scared.
That the heavens are making that has a correspondence in the physical realm. And then if you could just see that, then you would know that you were part of this particular dance as well. Then you might want to look and see what part you're playing in that particular dance.
Right.
That's what the
right.
hopes of this is to enlighten others about what these particular individuals resonate on. We ain't do the Blueprint 322 to prove anything to show, yo, Jay's a Mason, what have you. No, we did it to show you the spiritual import of individuals, the numeric value of man that lies beneath flesh and bone that's inherent in everyone else that's around them. The focus
yeah,
ain't
they
on them,
they,
but
they
since they're the focal
be.
Point, yeah, since they are the star, then we'll just decode that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the main task is to decode oneself and then
right.
go forth. Once you understand what your numeric impulse and value is and what you resonate to, that's where you start moving. And then we all lock into that original path. You know
right.
what I'm saying? We're back on those, yeah. You start, you know, moving on them Sephiroths, bringing down things from Kepha into Malkuth, and then we start creating just with our thoughts again. And that's the dimension that we're going into, whether we know it can help it or not. So it's either.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just when you said that, just when you start to find yourself into this, you know, I give an example. One thing I always say about with the code breaking thing, the Blueprint 322 was to show everybody the blueprint on how to decode. Not that we're gonna be sitting out here and we're gonna be movie chasing every time these movies come out. It was to equip the people with the blueprint. So you can become more symbol literate. So therefore, you can start to apply this for yourself, like the pill just said. Now I'll give you an example, right? Now I have twin cousins that were born 7 days, exactly 7 days after me, right? On 2/23. All right, turn that around. That's 3/22, right? All right. Now I have that's on my father's side. On my mother's side, I have two sets of twins. Please tell me why the first set, one of their names is Paul. And now as I grow up, right, as I grow up and I have twins of my own, but before I had my twins, I was going so hard on the Aaliyah and left off connection, and I was connecting them to the Twin Towers because we both know they went out. One went out like on 8/25, the other one went out on 4/25. 8/25 being 17 days. Aaliyah went out 17 days prior to 9/11. So 17 in Kabbalah is the Gemini path, which goes from Tiferet up to Bina, right? That's the 17th path. It deals with lover. That's the Gemini energy. But left eye was a Gemini, right? So then 2 years later, my wife gives birth to the twins, and the oldest girl, she passed in the womb, so she had to have the emergency C-section, right? And the oldest one, my wife named her Aaliyah, but my wife wasn't dealing with the information. I was dealing with the information like that, right? And I said, oh, shit. But why did I adopt the Amphu energy? Nigga, you had to go through death. So as a student of astrology, I had to look at my own shit. I got a stellium of planets, all right, in the eighth house. Feel me? The house of Scorpio. And not to mention, I got Uranus in the fifth house, which is in Scorpio. Uranus is exalted in Scorpio. That's Uranus' second home. So, therefore, it's squaring that energy I have in the eighth house. Fifth house represents children. Eighth house represents death. Then I got Saturn in Leo, which is the sign of children, in opposition to those three stellums, and it's connected to that square, so let's call it T-square. The common denominator is to your children in death. The moon being one of those planets that's afflicted in the eighth house,
meant a female person, I would experience death with one of those children. So once I seen it and I understood it and I understood the Ampu energy, I said, okay, I know what this is. Ain't no biggie, like I said, I can take pictures of my daughter and the image would split or it'd be a shadow next to her. So I understand it, but it was something that was speaking to me through numerics, right? And my daughter now, left eye, her left eye is kind of smaller than her right eye. Not noticeably big, but if you look at it, you'd be like, it's a little off. And that's the same side that the energy of my daughter that's on the other side will be with her on her left side, right? So then looking at it, when I do, it's a book called by Ted Andrews, Simplified, it deals with the Kabbalah. I think it's Simplified Magic, right? Deals with Kabbalah real tough and determining your birth spirit by adding your birthday, get it to a simple number, and determining your birth Sephiroth, and then also determining your life path, which will be one of the paths on the tree of life. Why is my life path the 17th path, which deals with the twins? So now I roll with the twins, blue and red, had twins, got three sets of twins in my family, right? And then one of the twins, like I said, has one of y'all's name, Paul. Is that coincidence? Or is it fucking synchronicity?
It's called synchro mysticism.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Everything is
so
related.
Just to give the family an idea, that's how it works once you start to decode all these numbers and astrological signs. It starts to paint the picture.
Indeed. That was brilliant.
Yeah, like these are building tools. We giving out advanced master degree Mason tools for you to use to build. This is about master building at this point. Destroying, master destruction, and master building. That's what we come here to do. And the Blueprint 322 gave, if you know what to look for and how to find it, you got tools right there. If that shit was a video, it got all kind of one-ups in it. Mushrooms and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, each person hits you with a tool.
Flower.
Yeah, power flowers. Each person came and hit you with a tool and whatnot, so that's very important that we start taking that.
Did you finish the layout? It's 9 minutes left. I want to make sure that everything is solidified in terms
of
the
layout. No, I had one more. Yes.
Yeah.
I had one more, and it was actually the herbs.
Mm.
Okay? And I want you to build on that real quick. That'll be the last product that we have available in this package that we are offering the family. You know what I'm saying? This package that we just ran down is called the Sovereign Economic Package. And we encourage all of the family to come over to knowtheledgemedia.ning.com and you'll see the presentation there. You can leave information. You know what I'm saying? You can hit us in the inbox. Do we have a number yet for them to reach us?
For those that are requesting the number, they can send us an email as well, and we'll send you the number via email.
Yeah.
Right?
No doubt. And the email is?
P-M-O-O-R. PHEUS@gmail.com. That's PMorpheus@gmail.com.
No doubt.
Feel me? Send your inquiry.
You touch on them herbs real quick. Okay. Let the fam know what that is.
As I've shared with the family before, I am allowed to distribute on a wholesale level Viento, Green Food, and Maya from Dr. Sabi's product line. Okay? There's also access to other products as well in this particular program. You have the powdered sea moss for wholesale. You have different herbs that we put together. You know what I'm saying? With the instructions of, you know, master herbalists such as my mother. She has a product line as well. Her products will be available. She has, you know, iron for the blood, product called Oxyhemo, product called Colonese, which is for the colon, to clear the colon up, you know what I'm saying, and get the system moving. So all of these links will be available to the family. I sent around material to a group, I believe, last month, and we spoke about we were going in collective economically to get some cases, and people have expressed interest, but nobody hit the PayPal button yet. So we're going to be laying out exactly what we would need on a gold level, silver level, and platinum level. You feel me? Later we'll be renaming those particular elements because they're ones that are above that that we need to resonate with. But nonetheless, you know, so if the package wholesale herbs are $800, if you make a $100 donation, you're on this level. A $200 donation, you're on that level. It would mean that you get X amount of herbs out of that particular package. Once we explain the economics of what the flip is, a portion goes back in, and then the portion is kept as net. And, you know, the main focus, especially with the herbs, is to penetrate these communities and start allowing people to, quote-unquote, heal themselves with these herbs and fortify their bodies, and then open storefronts up in these communities where we can now get consultations going. And, you know, these people eventually will be going to the various villages that will be set up around the globe dealing mm-hmm. with healing, modeled after what Dr. Sabi has in Honduras. So we're very very much serious about this particular plan, because it also utilizes getting areas of land and growing our own herbs, you know what I'm saying, making our own concoctions and creating the future of herbology as it is under threat and duress by the quote-unquote government, who's looking to pass all type of wild-style bills to not allow it to be funded via this health care and to call it supplements and vitamins, then putting supplements and vitamins on, you know, the outlaw ban list or what have you, is not such a, you know, it don't hit me that hard in the heart, because that shit is a chemical anyway, you know what I mean? But we need to make sure and protect that these herbs are still going to be available to the family, and we're going to be needing them in abundance, because a lot of healing needs to be done, and more is going to need to be done in the very near future as they enact their plans of mass extermination. So the job of the healer is going to be one that is going to be needed on a mass level. So we have to get thousands upon thousands upon thousands of participants who want to become active in this last leg of the herbal tour. They're looking to shut that tour down and block them streets off. So let's get in where we fit in and not act like these motherfuckers ain't trying to turn the lights out on this whole shit.
Yeah.
Like, these niggas hate the earth. They hate the galaxy. They got beef with the fucking, you know, the whole setup. The whole jump off is non-conducive to them. They got beef with everything. And nothing likes them. But you have to step 1 degree to the right and set up shop and let that shit fall. 1 degree will take you outside of that, you know, the range and shit for the building to fall on you. Just take that 1 degree step to the right. You know what I mean? And that deals with being an entered apprentice. And that deals with building a new reality. And that deals with learning how to handle those particular tools once you come into that temple first before you say that you a builder. So, you know, let's get busy, family. This is it. This is the economic plan that's laid out. These are billion-dollar industries. As a conglomerate, this is a multi-trillion-dollar corporation. So let's start moving the small cogs of the wheel, which move the bigger ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People want a solution, a start, a plan. Here it is. Let's get activated. NotaledgeMedia.ning.com is where the PayPal button is at as well. We're still collecting for the iPod Fund. You know, shout out and much love to all those who have contributed thus far.
No doubt. Definitely.
But we still need the love of the family to make that a reality. And, of course, we need those that are interested in this particular forum that we're offering, this economic sovereignty, to get in contact with us via email. That's pmorpheus@gmail.com. Peace.
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 And pull PVA info.
And pull a